for decades. The United Nations Agenda 2030 has been vying to push the U.S. population out of the country and into small, concentrated, 15-minute smart cities. Preparations have been made quietly behind the scenes, and it doesn't matter if Americans are disinterested, because at least 30 million illegal immigrants are now available to launch these prison cell slave cities. In her recent article, University Migrant Smart Hubs, Private Equity, and the Leveraged Buyout of America, Corey Diggs reports that illegal immigrants are being housed and trained at American universities in a decade-old scheme that provides the ruling class a foreign unregistered workforce. Under the banner of affordable housing, people have been forced out of home ownership, while BlackRock offshoots have been buying up the spoils, mostly through the Blackstone Group, whose top three shareholders are Vanguard, BlackRock, and Capital World Investors. Blackstone has become the world's largest landlord after acquiring rental companies, including the largest student housing company, and converting care homes, offices, hotels, and warehouses into over 300,000 rental units. Blackstone partners with over 100 colleges and universities who run programs where illegal immigrant students are taught mindset, critical thinking, and leadership skills. They are being trained in ESGs, fully immersed into woke culture, and used to manage whatever their bureaucrat masters choose. Starting in 2016, several colleges and universities have become sanctuary campuses. Sanctuary campuses oppose and hinder the enforcement of immigration law on campus, and they provide funding to illegal immigrants. Working under the United Nations, ECAR, Every Campus, a Refuge, say they would like to see every college and university in the world partner with local refugee resettlement agencies to house refugees on campus grounds and provide them with food, care, and training. ECAR has been giving direction and support to colleges and universities to do this since their inception in 2015, and the government has been incentivizing this program. Launched by the U.S. Department of State in January 2023, the Welcome Corps allows colleges and universities to provide U.S. citizenship to illegal immigrants by enrolling them in degree programs that will foster more diverse and inclusive campuses. Funds are provided to give them free education, housing, healthcare, and social services. The Biden administration has allocated $258 billion towards building 2 million rental properties. A new congressional bill guides local governments to acquire and convert shuttered buildings into affordable housing rentals. This is also being heavily funded through private endowments. Between 1990 and 2021, the average endowment value grew by 423%. Within the past 10 years, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation granted over $11.6 billion to 471 higher education institutions. Colleges and universities have spent the majority of this money acquiring hotels, office buildings, and other real estate in billion-dollar deals with private housing developers, while outsourcing student housing to Blackstone. Middle East investors out of Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, and Saudi Arabia are buying up billions of dollars of student housing, medical clinics, and office buildings near major universities, and sanctuary campuses are hiding the identities of the unregistered students enrolled in these programs. If you were destroying America from within, how would it look different? American universities have been notorious for radicalizing young students and indoctrinating them with destructive, anti-American, communist ideations. And now they are being used to house and train illegal immigrants to carry out the work that no loyal citizen would do. American universities are also building satellite campuses in other cities, mostly in Washington, D.C. Over 50 universities have opened satellite campuses in Washington, D.C., where thousands of illegal immigrants will be housed, fed,
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Most banned network in the world.
Their engines. It's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. And the most important election in world history is only 138 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 27 seconds out. I am your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Alright. I'm only going to spend 5 minutes on this towards the end of the hour, but it's really important. And I'm going to shoot a report on this the next few days, because it's not just about me, it's about incredible corporate fake news. 2.5 weeks ago, you saw national news and federal prosecutors that are involved in my civil case in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters saying Alex Jones is insane. No one is trying to shut down his company. He made it up. He staged it, like I'm Jussie Smollett. Then the next Monday in court, they file and said, well, yeah, we want to shut it down today. And we did try to shut it down, but that didn't hit the news. I showed you the court filings. Then they have another hearing last Friday, and the judge excoriates them and refuses to shut down InfoWars. And now I have CNN, ABC News, all of them newscasts saying the plaintiffs want InfoWars closed. They don't want money, and they're trying to close it right now, and they've been trying for weeks to close it, but the judge wouldn't close it. I have the newscast. So think of how stupid they think you are to do all of this, as if I would get up here 19 days ago, and say on a Saturday emergency broadcast, I had to stop the security company closing the doors when they were given the false order outside of a court order to close the doors by the chief restructuring officer appointed by the court, who the judge got rid of or fired last Friday. Folks, this isn't about me. It's about us. They are coming after everybody that stands up for this country, and they don't care what the law says. They don't care, but there are still some good judges and still some good people in the government. Doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods, but that's coming up in the last segment of this hour. I'm going to show you some of the news clips, some of the articles. Guys, there was a Sandy Hook folder I gave you 2 days ago that has the AP Reuters articles, so find that. It's a red folder, because in it, I'm going to show you the quotes of the plaintiffs' lawyers, Democratic Party law firms, saying Jones is crazy. Nobody's trying to shut him down. And then I'm going to show you news clips of them saying we want him shut down. Now, that is their disrespect of you, that they act like that. But I've now noticed all the so-called conservative talk show hosts, it was a minority of them, but they did it, still some prominent people, said I was lying. Notice they've been deleting those tweets on X. I noticed they've been backtracking right now. But again, this is the gaslighting. Remember 5-6 years ago when they were banning me off the internet? They first said, nobody's banning him. Nobody's. What's this word he made up? Deplatforming. It doesn't exist. And then now they're everywhere saying, we want to shut everybody down. Thank you. Got it all right here. I've got them saying, it's totally crazy. He made it up. And then I'm going to show you the same people on the news saying, we want him shut down right now. Do 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 do. But I'm going to stop now and tell you all the big news. Or give you my take on the news. Dr. David Martin is incredible. His research is impeccable. And he's the best at taking all the documents on gain of function and how they developed COVID years before they released it and what the poison shots do. You see Kansas and other states filing lawsuits against Big Pharma for knowingly lying and knowingly saying the shots were safe when they knew they weren't. But he was here in Texas yesterday before he came on with us. So I taped almost 2 hours with him. It's going to come up the second and third hour today. It'll be premiered here coming up in 49 minutes. That he just met with the legislature before he came here. And Texas is preparing criminal charges. And that's the word I already got from my sources in Ken Paxton's office 2 weeks ago. And so when Martin said, hey, I'm finally in town, I'm ready to come on, I said, oh, what are you here for? He goes, well, the legislature. And I said, oh, criminal? He goes, yeah. He said, how do you know that? I'm like, well, I've got, you know, I figure they're getting ready criminal charges. They're going to call you in. You're the top expert, along with Francis Boyle. But we're not in a competition here. But Martin, Dr. Martin's even more prolific in his understanding of it all. Though it is Boyle that in January 2020 laid out the whole plan. Of course, he wrote the U.S. government chemical and biological weapons laws. So, I mean, you think he might know a thing or two. He was a former head U.N. prosecutor. You think he might know a few things. By the way, it's time to get Francis Boyle back on, Professor Boyle. So, devastating information covering the waterfront, the history of it, what's coming next. Incredible interview we did in here yesterday after the show. So, we started taping about 3:30. We were done about 5:30. That will go all the way into the fourth hour, and then Jason Burmis will come in. And I'm up here with a lot of other news, so I'll probably be maybe co-hosting some of the War Room today. But regardless, this is a big, big deal. And I have a whole stack of news that is a prelude before we go to this interview. They're officially, the CDC is saying, yeah, bird flu is going to be a pandemic. And now they're calling it cow flu because that'll scare you worse. They've already begun the mass murder of cows and chickens all over the world in the name of bird flu. And they just stick a PCR test, turned up 30, 40 times. You could take a PCR test and turn it up 40 times and stick it in the air and have it test. If you set it for cyanide or you set it for lead or you set it for anything and you just stick it in the air, you turn it up high enough, it's going to say it found it. And again, I remember my dad was a big metal detector guy when I was a kid. He had like a professional metal detector. We found so many cool coins and things. And he would explain to me, you can set it for gold, silver, whatever you're looking for, iron. But the key is you don't turn up the reception too high or you get false positives. I mean, you could put a metal detector, again, up in the air. There's no metal around it. And you turn up its receptor. There's a car alarm going off. Somebody turn it off. You turn up a receptor all the way to the top. You do that. And it is going to give you a false positive. And that's what they're doing. And it's premeditated fraud, just like they did in the last 4 years. They're doing it again. A Mexican died, as you know, 2 weeks ago in Mexico City. They go in, he died of cancer. They stick a PCR test on it up his nose and say, he's got bird flu. The Mexicans actually went and did real tests, the Mexican government, and said he does not have the damn bird flu. But that is what they're doing. It's a big deal. So that's coming up. Now let me mention the top story, and then we're going to drill into it after I get to some of the other stuff here. This is so horrible that words are hard to describe it. You know NATO's launching a draft. You know they're getting it all set up here, including they want to draft women with a selective service, and that's all taking place in the preparation. Now the head of NATO said, we are going to put aircraft not in Ukraine, but in Poland and other countries around Russia, and NATO pilots in NATO aircraft are going to attack Russia. That is total escalation into full World War III. Huge. We'll play the clip. We'll read the articles. We'll go over it. I mean, that is just, if you know military threat continuums and threat escalation ladders and war games and things, this guaranteed leads to full war in Europe. And then you know that's going to go nuclear very, very quick. So, man, I mean, wow. Absolutely wild. And they just put it out like, oh, we're going to provide more aid. Our pilots in third-party countries. So now attacks are being launched from NATO countries into Russia. That's full war. So we have that information. And then we've got stuff like this. Remember, it came out 2 weeks ago that $7.5 billion in the last 3 years by Biden has been spent to put in EV charging stations. And they put in 7 of them. That's over $1 billion per charging station that cost a couple $100,000. By comparison, Elon Musk with deals with Cracker Barrel and Buc-ee's and Walmart's put in tens of thousands. Here it is. Congress authorizes $7.5 billion for EV chargers after 2 years. None are built. That was last year. This year, they built 7. So that is over $1 billion. What a nuclear submarine cost. And they built 7 little charging stations that anybody else could have built for a couple million bucks maximum. Now, why do I mention that older article? Just for context. Here's the new one. Not a single American has received Biden's high-speed internet despite $42.5 billion funding in 2021. So 3.5 years ago, he gets $42.5 billion, blocks Elon Musk's plan for $1 billion to give everybody high-speed internet in those rural areas. And for $42.5 billion, not one person got high-speed internet. This is beyond theft, ladies and gentlemen. You know, remember back in the 80s, they were $800 hammers and $600 toilet seats. And they're like, there's obviously a fraud here going on. Those are real stories. These are like $1 billion toilet seats. These are like $1 billion hammers. Can't make this up. So they'll take some old lady's house who's had a stroke, is 80 years old, and they claim she's got back taxes for property taxes or federal taxes. They'll go snatch her off and throw her in a nursing home and euthanize her ass and say, pay your money. And they'll give illegal aliens all this free crap all day. And they'll spend $42 billion to give poor people free internet. And notice you didn't get anything free. Everything about it. Oh, you're going to get free tuition. You're going to get free everything. You're going to get everything's free. And then you get zero, zero, zero. But the companies that they hire to put in the windmills and all the other crap, oh, they all get it. Their friends all get it. They steal it. And it's all a bridge to nowhere. Cut off our regular energy, cut off regular infrastructure, and then build this bridge to the middle of nowhere. It is beyond unbelievable. So we've got that. An internal video has been leaked of Klaus Schwab telling World Economic Forum young global leaders, that's people that they promote and boost to run for office and put in corporate jobs, will have their brains will be replicated with AI when they die. So he's promising them eternal life. We've got that. We've got the left in total and complete absolute bonkers panic mode over new national polls, scientific polls. There's a whole bunch of them out. Real Clear Politics, overhead shot. If the election was held today, Biden would lose by 226 delegates, electoral votes, and Trump would win by 312. And the few states they've got where Biden wins are up for grabs, other than California, Oregon, and Washington. But Colorado's up for grabs, so is New Mexico. So is Virginia. Incredible. But don't worry, state bar is quacking in Connecticut. Warns lawyers not to criticize Lawfare or they'll lose their license. Oh, so lawyers don't have free speech now. That stack ties into their attack on yours truly. I'll do that, as I said, in a little bit of the last few minutes of this hour. The only reason I'm covering it is not because it's about me. What's happening to me is all about you and what they're perfecting, what they're developing, what they're setting up. And we've got so much more here. Bill Gates and the UN are officially trying to pass world treaties for world digital IDs. They've got all their bureaucrats pushing it as part of a vaccine mandate, vaccine ID. Surgeon General advocates for digital ID to combat online misinformation and protect the youth. Oh, he wants to protect the youth by giving them the poison shots. That's coming up. Ethereum spikes after SEC drops investigation. That and so much more is coming up today. But first, let's go to clip 8 here in a moment. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg, Ukraine will have an Air Force, NATO planes, and NATO pilots. And then I'll show you the transcript of his full speech where it's just slipped out there like, oh, we're just going to coordinate military aid. It'd be like if you went home, killed your wife, skinned her alive, hung up her dead body, and when the police get there, you say, oh, I just helped her change her clothes. Oh, we're just coordinating some aid. That's the headline. We're just, you know, New York Times, we're just coordinating a little something. We're just going to supply them the planes, and they say right here, outside of Ukraine, so Russia can't target them. And then we're going to have those planes with NATO pilots fly into Ukraine and into Russia and bomb Russian targets. And Russia says, when you do that, we're going to hit the airfields they're in, whether they are in Poland is the main place they're saying, because it's close. And the Russians said 2 weeks ago or a week ago, they said, we'll hit Paris if they're out of Paris. Wherever the planes are at, wherever they come from, we're going to hit those places. Wow. Wow. And now they're putting the nuclear warheads on standby. That means they're turning on the triggers. They're arming the warheads, which is the last DEFCON in the threat continuation until you fire the weapons. Because they're already targeted. So you have targeted weapons, and then they go and they arm them, and they get the crews ready. So one of the last steps is arming the warhead at the site. So they're now taking the safety off. Click. The teams go in. They're authorized. put the codes in, arm the warhead. That sounds really good, doesn't it? That sounds pretty satanic to me. And you have these milquetoast Reuters headlines. NATO to take greater role coordinating military aid for Kiev, says Stoltenberg. Because the Ukrainian government's stealing most of it. A month ahead of Washington's NATO summit, where are Ukraine jets? Well, Yahoo News knows report they're going to be stationed outside and will launch their attacks from outside Ukraine. NATO should flex its nuclear muscles, Stoltenberg says. NATO has air defense systems ready for Ukraine, Stoltenberg says. With NATO's Secretary General Stoltenberg and President of Poland have announced a record 23 NATO allies hitting defense spending target during Russia-Ukraine war. Articles on the BBC, China should pay for propping up Russia's Ukraine war. Yeah, let's have another war now with them too. Secretary Anthony J. Blinken and NATO Secretary Stoltenberg at joint press availability conference. And I thought I had it in my stack because I sent it this morning, but it's probably my fault. Guys, just search engine NATO to station planes, Ukrainian Air Force outside Ukraine. And then you read the articles and the announcements, and they're like, oh, so Russia can't hit them. We're going to put them in other countries and then launch the attacks from there. Well, when your country's launching an attack, it under international law becomes a what? What's it become? A target. Whew, man, this is just getting crazier and crazier. Here's Stoltenberg talking about, and here's the quote. Ukraine will have an air force, NATO planes with NATO pilots. So that's foreign non-Ukrainian military attacking the Russians in foreign aircraft stationed outside of Ukraine. That's NATO attacking Russia directly, openly. Here it is.
The fact that they're now delivering F-16 create a future NATO, Ukrainian air force that will be NATO interoperable. NATO planes, NATO pilots, NATO trained pilots, NATO procedures.
So he did the little Freudian slip there. Remember when Russia had fully invaded 2.5 years ago, they said, you're about to join NATO. We're already fighting NATO troops. We told you stop it. And they went, oh, no, conspiracy theory. Nobody's trying to start a war. NATO doesn't want Ukraine to join. Now they're like, Ukraine is joining NATO. And play the head of NATO's quote again. He says, so NATO can strike. He goes, oh, I mean Ukraine. NATO will attack Russia. I mean, on Ukraine, is good for you. Here it is.
The fact that they're now delivering F-16s, of course, it will create a future NATO, Ukrainian air force that will be NATO interoperable. NATO planes, NATO pilots, NATO trained pilots, NATO procedures.
NATO coordinating it. But the biggest takeaway, and we'll put it back on screen, they found the article or one of them, is that they're going to station the planes for the attacks, it's PBS, outside of Ukraine. Wow. So we are skipping along merrily right into thermal nuclear war. Let's come back with the Klaus Schwab secret video. Oh, yes. It's all coming up straight ahead. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I don't say this to go, oh, look, I'm so smart. Look, I'm right again. I say this because my job is so easy. All I've got to do is read what the UN, the Club of Rome, the major transhumanist groups, DARPA, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab say. And so I did have a leg up that when I was 3 years old, I first have some of my most early memories of men sitting around tables, whether it was in East Texas with my dad's dad or Austin, Texas with my mom's dad. I had no idea that I was just blessed to be in a family that knew all this, with just bookshelves full of everything about the New World Order. And so I just grew up knowing all this, and then as soon as I got out in the world and had jobs, was starting to go to college, and saw this anti-American crap, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what my family told me about. So when I explain this, it's so you understand that this is not my opinion that the WEF co-chairs the UN as a private corporation run by the globalists, and they say the future is not human. By 2047, no one will be left alive who's not a cyborg. That humans are obsolete. The Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humans. Wired Magazine, why the future doesn't need us. The New York Times, humanity is a plague. Don't have children. This is the reality of what we're talking about. And so when I made the film Endgame that was released in 2007, hard to believe that many years ago, 16, 17 years ago, I have the quotes, I have the video clips of them admitting in that 2.5 hour film their plan. And you watch it today, it's more powerful than it was back then because it's all come true. 95% of it. You don't want the rest of it to come true. So my job is easy because these psychos are in control of the central banks. They've got 80%+ control of the world's resources. BlackRock alone, Vanguard, State Street, same group. And they want to control our behavior, and they want a post-human world, and they've got this life extension goal for themselves, but they believe they've got to depopulate the rest of us before they do that, and that's their plan. That's why they're putting poison fluoride in the water. That's why they're feeding you GMOs. That's why cancer's off the chart. That's why they give you self-replicating nanotech. So, this is where we are. And I'm sorry this is a reality. I'm sorry the New World Order is doing this. But they see you as obsolete, and they don't want you around. And if you let them do this to you and me and all of us together, then we deserve it. But as I've said 1,000 times, the children don't. And God's watching. So humanity's starting to wake up. And I get it's hard to wake up to something so evil because it's like, what? That's going on? Why would you do that? Well, these people aren't like us, folks. They're very cold-blooded. They're sociopathic, psychopathic. They're very greedy. And so the holy grail to them is life extension technology. But the rest of the profane must be gotten rid of and the earth cleansed. And they don't want to save the birds and bees and crocodiles and whales. They want to overwrite the entire planet with what they believe is a perfect life form, silicon, glass, sand, ordered with electricity from the sun that can be replicated and copied so they never die. So they see that and they go, this is the superior life form. And any superior life form, in their view, under survival of the fittest and social Darwinism, must supplant the other species that's not superior. So the first thing they got to do is kill all of the people that are carbon-based, because we like being carbon-based. We do actually replicate. We actually are perfect, made by God, compared to what they are. And so it's a very simple rule that this has been decided to be done, and they admit it everywhere. If you're a radio listener, I just mentioned it. The crew pulled up like 8, 9... Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to getting rid of the humans. Humans are garbage. It's a beautiful goal to kill all humans. When the head of the UT Biology Department, when I was making Endgame, came out and said he wants to have Ebola kill 9% of the earth, he had his graduate students, who are now professors, and, you know, working bioweapons, come out and attack me and said, well, hey, Pianca's too liberal. We want to kill all humans. You can't deny that humans are an evil parasite that must be gotten rid of. So, whether it is Trudeau or the current British Prime Minister or the French President, almost all of these people, whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Germany, the U.S., are WEF alumni or part of the WEF. And they're pushing the WEF agenda of dehumanization. And then this video has now come out of Klaus Schwab at an internal meeting with young global leaders He's been hiding lately, but the new video came out. It's on InfoWars.com, the full thing, saying you're going to live forever. We're going to digitally store your brain on a computer. Now, really, it won't be you, but they'll say it's you. They'll say it has rights. You've heard debates about why do corporations, you know, have rights. They never die. Well, this is beyond that, and this is their plan. Now, if you read Childhood's End, written in the 50s by Arthur C. Clarke, who was like the grand poobah of the Illuminati and the inventor of the communication satellite as well, he wrote Childhood's End, where most of the Earth has to be killed, but aliens show up that look like 10-foot-tall devils, but they're actually the good guys, and they take all the children and they blow up the Earth, and then the children lose their bodies and die, but are uploaded to silicon. This is before they had even developed the transistor. And they're uploaded to a computer in a big mothership. But everybody else has to die, and the Earth has to be blown up. It's very liberal. And then you look at that book, go read it, and then you look at what they've done 70-something years later, and you're like, how the hell did they? And then there's no 10-foot red devils walking around, but everything Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and the rest of them say and do is actually in the book. So this is Klaus Schwab telling the children, the young leaders, that you're going to live forever, and you're going to upload your bodies into this machine, and it'll sound like you, it'll look like you. AI's been watching you your whole life at this point. When this is going to happen, the next 15 years or so, he says, and that's their plan. You're like, that'll never happen. They're going to cut the resources off, and if you don't comply with all the brain chips and things they want you to make you take, they will then cut your resources off and just kill you. So it's about you give up your will, you give yourself over to this, and then you get to, quote, live forever, but you really don't. It's just recordings of you and who you were and an avatar that can pretend to be you. And I told you decades ago, it's an endgame, that this is their endgame, that this is where they're going. So video, Klaus Schwab tells WEF young global leaders their brains will be replicated with AI when they die. Here it is.
You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years. In my own opinion, yeah. Maybe more, you will get some injections and some, and so on, and then don't forget your avatar will continue to live, so, and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithm, so we don't know, but at least 50 years.
In his real reports, he says by 2040, so 16 years. So here is Pfizer, and this is such a key clip. It's all the same cult. CEO Albert Bourla yesterday saying COVID for me was like a rehearsal. What did Bill Gates say a few years ago? This is a test, a drill. What have I said for 4 years? It's a test, beta test. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, COVID for me was like a rehearsal. The best years for Pfizer are ahead of us, where everything is untested. They've secretly tested it, mRNA, to create this total takeover. And then I want to just go right into a clip from me in 2011 predicting all of this, but I didn't predict it. It was in the Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep. See, I've been around 50 years. I've been on air 30. And I was smart enough when I was 20 and first went on air to go, wait a minute. Everything they said they do in the 50s, they got done by the 70s and 80s. Everything they said they do in the 80s is pretty much done by the 90s. It's moving quicker now. They're going to get done faster. And then I saw their next battle plans, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Rio de Janeiro. And I'm like, they're going to ban beef, ban the family, put us in 200-square-foot apartments, take our cars away. And people are like, how does Jones know all this? They tell you, they tell you, they tell you. And that's what drives me crazy, is this is a horrible nightmare dystopian. You ask, well, how did Arthur C. Clarke write Childhood's End and 2001 Space Odyssey and all of this? How did it all come true? Because they know the secret of humans. Once you have enough technological development, enough science, anything we can imagine, we can do. 130 years ago, Max Planck, that Albert Einstein admitted he got all his information from, he just popularized it. I'm not saying Einstein wasn't smart, he was a genius. Basically promoting things. But Max Planck, in the 1890s, wrote the equations for atomic weapons out of his mind. And it all came true. That's little g made the image of God that is in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Genesis. So we're not God, but we've got a spark of God, Promethean fire. And they want me tied to a stone where an eagle eats my liver forever because I brought fire to people to understand this. I just exposed their operation. They see me as Prometheus. How dare I bring the secrets of the globalist gods to the people? That's why I must be punished. My liver must be eaten every day. I'm tied to the stone. And they want to be this breakaway group with all this knowledge, and you don't have this knowledge, and they do all these horrible things to you. And then now COVID was just the training wheels, the beta test. How many? 1,000 times I've told you that? 2,000? Before they launch COVID? The big stuff's coming, boys and girls. And we better get out in front of this now and expose them. Or remember later that you were warned and you sat there and did nothing. This is life and death. Play the latest Albert Bourla and then go to myself in 2011.
I truly think the best days of Pfizer are ahead of us. Because COVID was, for me, like a rehearsal, a prova generale, how you can mobilize an organization and do the impossible possible against a main disease. We are after cancer and many other things in the years to come.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on.
By the way, it was 2010.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep to display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And I said that's 2011, that's actually 2010. Okay. Now let's shift gears into their current mind control operations and how stupid they think you are. And this ties into Trump and all the rest of it, and I'll show you here in just a moment the documents. So 17, 18 days ago, two Fridays ago and change, Friday afternoon, they're going to lock the doors and kick us out of here at 9 o'clock. And I say, I'm the owner of this. The law says you can't do it. You don't have a court order. And I have to literally say I'm not leaving. And it's not the security guy's fault. They're told this by the CRO, pointed by the court. The judge fired him last Friday and said this is outrageous. Alex Jones, the owner, you can't do this. But then they had the Democratic Party, former federal prosecutor, lawyers that run all this against me, come out and say 2 weeks ago, Jones is insane. No one tried to shut anything down. This isn't true. Though they had court filings to shut us down, the judges already refused. 2 weeks ago and again last Friday. So they don't want us to organize and realize it's a real threat and just peacefully speak out or call Congress or whatever. They go, no, no one's shutting you down while they're doing it. Now, why is that important? And I'm not going to play all these. I got ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN. I mean, I've seen a whole bunch of these. I'm just going to play one of these clips because of time constraints. This is CNN a few days ago admitting that the goal is not to get money from Alex Jones. The goal in the show trials where I was already found guilty and all the rest of it, the goal is to silence him, which they said on the courthouse steps. But then when I say they don't want money, they refuse to settle, they just want to shut me down, you're lying, you're crazy. Hey, they try to lock the doors, you're lying, you're crazy. You want to shut me down, you're lying, you're crazy. That is a military tactic of gaslighting they're using against you. And that ties into all of this. So I want to show you their previous quotes versus their current quotes. I know you already know they're lying, but think of how dumb they think you are as if you don't have any memory. It's like in 1984, the weekly chocolate ration is 30 grams. And George Orwell character, Winston Smith, is a propagandist that works at the Ministry of Truth. He knows it's been 30 grams for years. But now they're saying the next day after reducing it to 20 grams, Big Brother has now increased it to 20 grams. He goes, don't they notice it was 30 grams yesterday and now it's 20? And they're saying it's been increased from 10 to 20. Doesn't anyone have a memory? But he goes, oh, they can't admit they're being lied to. They basically have Stockholm syndrome. And so that's what this is. Chocolate rations are 30 grams a week. They reduce them to 20. And the next day say they've increased them from 10 to 20. And he says the power to have a memory, because everything else the media is a lie, is the power to beat Big Brother. And the power lies with the general population, the proletariat, which is true. He used communist nomenclature and parlance and vernacular terms, vocabulary. So here is CNN, short and sweet, admitting we want him shut down. Here it is.
If the judge rules today that this company must be liquidated, it will essentially take InfoWars out of the hands of Alex Jones. What's really interesting, actually, is just in the last 2 days, the families also requested that Alex Jones' social media accounts, his X/Twitter account, will also be liquidated, arguing that this Twitter account, is X account, is essentially like a customer base. It'll be really interesting to see how the judge rules from that. Now, Jones, for his part, for the last few days, has continued airing his shows, has continued peddling lies about who is behind these cases. He was broadcasting even on his way to Houston to court. Now, for the families, they actually, I spoke to one of the lawyers for some of the Connecticut families, and he says that they are trying to find the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver, and that the money is just one component of that and not the most important component of it. For them, the most important component of this is to essentially try to get Alex Jones's damaging lies and conspiracy theories that he continues to peddle off of the airwaves.
Get Alex Jones off of the airwaves. Take away his social media. Oh, it was a conspiracy theory. I made it up. So now the State Bar of Connecticut wants to take the license of any lawyer that speaks out publicly and says that Trump's being persecuted. Total attack on free speech. It continues. Look at this Wired magazine article. Alex Jones is now trying to divert money to his father's supplement business. They claim a brand new company we just created is stealing money. No, the judge said I can promote any company I want. That company is 13 years old. My dad owns the supplement division that we do business with, and he owns Dr. Jones Naturals. It's 6 years old, and he's been a sponsor for 6 years. Everybody listening knows that. They're like, no, he just now diverted money with a new company, lying to you. You're a viewer. You're like, we heard about this Dr. Jones Naturals 6 years ago. Well, when you read Wired magazine, and it's got the same Chris Matty quotes in there, the federal prosecutor, who specially is putting Republicans in jail, look him up. He says, oh, it's brand new, it's a fraud, I'm a criminal. We're looking at civil stuff against him because this is real defamation by him. He's a lawyer. He knows what he's doing. But think about this. Uvalde, Texas, to pay $2 million to families of school shooting victims. The school stood down for 70-something minutes, let the kids get killed. They pay $2 million. I follow the Internet questioning a mass shooting. They want $1.5 billion. So that's where we are. But I wanted to just show you some of this. Here is Reuters, where they admit they tried to shut me down, and then it didn't happen. And then I've got the Daily Mail with Chris Matty saying Jones made all this up. Jones claimed was manufacturing a crisis. Overhead shot. A clean shot on that. A manufactured, it's made up. Nobody's trying to shut him down. That's 2 weeks ago. Now they're all over the news. We want him shut down. That's how stupid they think you are. You're not stupid. Yes, please support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with incredible nano silver products and incredible next level foundational energy and incredible Kaba Chill and Top Brain Nootropic and 57% off but 30 parts per million colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Yes, it's a great sponsor to keep InfoWars on the air. And yes, it's a great sponsor. And yes, my dad's been part of this company for 13 years. It has this company helping our company. And they try to act like it's some new thing and it's dirty and it's evil because they're liars. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there. Support the operation. DrJonesNaturals.com. And we have the super sale, summer super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off on DNA Force Plus. Ultimate Fish Oil. Nitric Boost, X3, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And they are so pissed we're still on air. Thanks to God working through you to support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take advantage of the big sale. And go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Now, Dr. David Martin coming up. This is huge. States are now preparing criminal charges against Big Pharma for the COVID attack.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in 6 minutes, when a bunch of stations join us, we're going to air the entire Dr. David E. Martin interview here. We'll also be posting it in the full interview soon to InfoWars.com and at Real Alex Jones on X. But I know you as an audience are really aware, you're really informed, you've done your own research. But remember, the general public's ready to wake up. They're starting to wake up. They need this interview. So it'll be up on Real Alex Jones. You need to get it. You need to share it. It's coming up. But just getting back to what I was just saying earlier, they are so freaked out and angry that 13 years ago, my dad set up a supplement company to make sure we had the highest quality and did that, and that that's separate from us. Or that he has his own shopping cart and his own warehouse and his own system, and they go on the news in Bloomberg, AP, Wired Magazine, CNN, and say, Jones caught in a massive new crime. Not the $400 million I had hidden in my backyard that didn't exist, not all the other crap. They said, no, he suddenly is diverting with a sponsor he's had for years at DrJonesNaturals.com. Because we follow the law. We followed everything. And my dad has supported this operation, done a great job. I love him, David Jones. And they've sued him and gone after him, too. And you stand with us. You stand with President Trump when you go to DrJonesNaturals.com. And get all of these amazing products, like the highest quality green caps that are the essence of the sprouting, not just wheatgrass, but a bunch of other known sprouts that flush out your guts and boost your immunity and do incredible things. It's 40% off, 57% off, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver. It's the same, it's a private label, the same company sold in Whole Foods for $30. We normally sell it for $24. Right now it's $12. It sits there on your shelf, topical. You can ingest it. Antiviral, antibacterial. It's on record. And they go, oh, he's a kook. He sells silver. Why is it in Whole Foods? Why is it in CVS? Why is it in Walgreens under other names? And here's the thing. I was promoting colloidal silver 28 years ago, not my first few years, because we had the studies and it was a big thing. We sold the little generators that you hook onto silver and water and make your own. Hospitals have even moved away from iodine as the topical because the bacteria have gotten resistance, and now they spray silver on it. They used to, back before they had refrigeration, they knew to put silver dollars in your milk on the wagon trains. They'd throw a few silver dollars in the milk because they knew it made the milk last longer. They had root cellars, too, down the ground where it was 60 degrees, but wasn't as good as refrigerators today. So everything we promote is documented, like turmeric. Everybody knows turmeric's anti-inflammatory, but most turmeric sold is 4%. That's what it is raw. We have the highest quality concentrated turmeric at InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back 7-8 years ago, we go to one of the top manufacturers. We say, what's the strongest turmeric curcuminoid you got? They said 75%. Nobody goes above 75. They said, how high could you go? We'll go, we'll get back with you a month later. We can go 95. 95% curcuminoid. My wife has joint pains and stuff. She's a big sports person. She takes these big old horse pills. And I said, hey, of turmeric. And then they help her some. And I said, either stop playing tennis twice a day or whatever, or, you know, take this. She goes, well, this is lower milligram. I already take these. I go, hey, honey, this stuff you're taking is raw turmeric. This is concentrated. She goes, oh, my God, one capsule of this is like four horse pills of the other. I said, I told you, sweetheart, it's 95% curcuminoid. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. So support our sponsor. Stand with us. And I salute you all, and I thank you. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139 or drjonesnaturals.com for all the nano silver products and so much more. But take action. We're in a fight. I told you we were. They denied it. Now they admit it. Will you stand with us and get great products at the same time? Now, the last thing I'm going to ask you before we go to this Dr. David Martin interview is take the live feed from Real Alex Jones. Take the live feed from Infowars.com/show. Repost it, retweet it, share it. This is massive breakdown of the criminal globalist depopulation operation and the state's preparing criminal charges and so much more. It is one of the most powerful interviews on COVID we've ever done and definitely one of the most important. I've done the interview. Now it's up to you to carry the ball and stop the globalists before they launch the next attack, as Albert Bourla just said they're getting ready to do.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfowarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, it's the issue of our age. COVID, where did it come from? What's happening with the shots, the mass death? What's really happening? And long before COVID was released, Dr. David E. Martin, founder and chairman of MCAM Inc., the international leader in innovation, finance, trade, and intangible asset finance, was exposing their plan with the coronavirus. He's one of the big guests I wanted to get. 2 years ago, we had him. I had a family emergency, didn't get him on, but he came to the legislature in Texas today for an emergency meeting with the next big move against the tyrants. And so in the next hour and a half, he's about to have the floor here to do a major, just like me, he's got all the documents right there, ready to cover it. So I'm going to try to shut up and let him host the show here, davidmartin.world, an amazing time. And he said, hey, you finally want me? I'm in Texas. And I'm like, great, I want a remote. That's good. He goes, no, I'm here. And I said, let me guess, you're at the legislature talking about criminal charges. He said, well, yeah, I'll talk about it. So you've got Missouri coming out with major civil action. You've got the Ninth Circuit coming out last week or 2 weeks ago now and saying it's not a vaccine because they're covered by the 86 law unless they're involved in fraud. But you're the real expert. So I'm going to try to shut up now because you're one of the most requested guests from listeners and try to give you the floor to talk about 3+ years into the shot, 4 years into the virus, where we are. Thank you so much for being here. And again, you used to inspect, I guess, biological weapons. That's why I just like one of the other few guys that got all this, because you were there 4 years ago, the first person, along with Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. Because I tracked it back. You were the first two guys in like January 2020 that cracked the code. And now we've got a very clear picture. So thanks for being here. I'm going to really try to shut up because I love to add things. I love to talk and give you the floor, sir. Thank you so much, Dr. David E. Martin.
Alex, it's awesome to be here, and thank you. And listen, you know what I love about this is we've actually needed to talk for a long time, but the way things work, you know, fate had it that I needed to be in Austin, Texas. So here we are. Listen, there's a couple things that are actually really important. And this is where we have to actually start with some really simple premises. This entire exercise over the last 4.5 years was willfully misleading the population into taking something through coercion that would not have otherwise ever been accepted. We need to be really clear on the fact we're going to use some terms that piss people off, but that's okay. And I'm just going to go ahead and lay it out for you. Since 2002, there has not been a coronavirus. There has been an engineered pathogen engineered by Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where in 2002, he patented the infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus. And let's get really clear about this, because everybody sits there and says, well, yeah, but my aunt, my uncle, I got sick when something happened. Let's be abundantly clear. The coronavirus that has been branded to be part of COVID-19 does not exist. What does exist is a pathogen modeled off of properties of what was once upon a time isolated as coronavirus, but properties of it that increased its pathogenicity, increased its toxicity, but are you ready for this? Decreased its transmissibility. And Alex, this is the part that really pisses me off, because we've been told that all the interventions, everything that we were supposed to do was, you know, lockdown, face mask, separate, distance this, vaccinate that. All based on an engineering exercise that, are you ready for this? In 2002 was patented to be non-transmissible. Now, not surprisingly, if you go back and look at 2002, 2003, when we heard SARS 1.0 happen, we were told that we were all supposed to die, just like we were supposed to all die of, you know, swine flu. We were all supposed to die of avian influenza. We were all supposed to die of all these other pathogens. Ironically, SARS 1.0 in 2002 going into 2003 didn't kill us all. In fact, it didn't kill hardly anybody. And that's because the patented weapon was an infectious replication defective clone derived from the coronavirus model. But it was not a pathogen of nature. And it has never been a pathogen of nature since 2002. So number one, let's start with that. But let's go to number two. Number two is a vaccine, and this is where even the communities in the health freedom movement get into vigorous arguments with me. A vaccine, by the definition established in the 1986 Act, and by the way, just to be abundantly clear, it is actually 26 U.S. Code Section 4132A2, right? What is a vaccine? It means a substance designed to be administered to a human being for the prevention of one or more diseases. Alex, prevention of one or more diseases. Did any of these injections prevent a damn thing? That's right. Everyone knows this, including, by the way, Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. They all knew that this would not prevent anything. And by the way, we've been told, well, the CDC administratively changed the term vaccination. And other people administratively changed the term vaccination. Here's a tiny little problem. They don't have the authority to administratively change it. The law dictates what a vaccination is, and nothing that was done during the entire pandemic constituted vaccination by the legal definition. And let's unpack that for 1 second, because here's what happened. Based on a set of code that Ralph Baric sent to the Vaccine Research Center in November of 2019, and you heard me say that date correctly, November 2019, that's allegedly before patient 1.0 in Wuhan. Ralph Baric sent a sequence to the Vaccine Research Center, and it was not for the coronavirus, and it was not for the coronavirus vaccine. It was for the mRNA that was used to instruct the human body to make a scheduled pathogen. Let me say that again. to make a scheduled pathogen. What they did was they said, what we're going to do is we're going to inject into the arms of billions of people the instructions to turn each individual into a bioweapons factory. And you could say, well, that's hyperbole, Dave. Don't call it a bioweapons factory, except here's the tiny little problem. Under 18 U.S. code, that's exactly what it is. If you instruct a person to make a scheduled toxin, you, in fact, are a biological weapons manufacturer. And every single person that took the shot, let's be really clear, every single person that took the shot became the manufacturer of a synthetic spike protein associated with the coronavirus model. And this is where people like Aaron Seary will say, well, hold on a second, Dave. There's all kinds of vaccinations that do all kinds of other things. And that's true. He's right up to a point. But the difference between this and everything that's been done before is really simple. In the case of mRNA, there are two distinctions that are absolutely unique to the COVID pandemic. Number one, we actually are creating the mechanism to instruct the body to manufacture a toxin. This is not to trigger an immune response. We hope that, by the way, there will be an immune response after the fact. But the problem is, what is actually injected is the instructions to make the pathogen. Number one. And number two, the response is actually a hopeful response that failed to consider two very critical things. Number one, the lipid nanoparticle in which the shot was delivered actually is also a toxin. So the bad news is we're going to deliver it as a toxin. And then the worst part about it is that we actually introduced a thing called pseudouridine. And pseudouridine in 2018 was published to be a pro-cancer agent, meaning that it actually shuts down the body's natural response to how we actually recognize tumors and suppress tumors. And we actually included pseudouridine in every single one of the mRNA shots to stabilize the mRNA so that it actually stayed in the human body longer to achieve its effect.
And doctor, I want you to go through all this the way you want, but dumb it down for me, because I'm a pretty smart guy. Yeah. And when I started hearing you 3-4 years ago, I talked to other experts, seen piece here, emails about COVID-19, how they already had it on the shelf.
Yep.
Chapel Hill and Obama and the scandal in 2014. And then we get to one. So when I hear you, I know it's all true because I've read it and seen it and seen it, but nobody puts it together like you. And you do a great job at Congress and legislatures and the EU, doing a great job laying it out. But first, do me a favor, dumb it down, the premise up front of what it's really about, and then lay it out.
Yeah. Well, so the premise is really simple. They actually said, and by the way, it's best to read the criminals in their own words. This was published February 12, 2016 in the National Academy of Sciences, National Library of Medicine. Until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and at an emergency threshold that is largely ignored to sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or a pan-coronavirus vaccine. Now, remember the date. This is 2015.
And that's why Fauci, right when Trump got elected, said he'll be challenged by a major new virus.
Right. We actually, here it is. But here comes the kicker. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. Now,
so this is all master planned.
Master plan. And who did the master plan? Well, good news is we have that one too. The master plan was done by none other than the Wellcome Trust, NIAID, Anthony Fauci, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, specifically Dr. Chris Elias, Dr. Gao from the CDC of the People's Republic of China, and a whole host of others who sit on what's called the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. And Alex, you know what they said in September 18th, 2019? And for those of you not familiar with calendars, because I'm going to dumb this thing down, September came before December in 2019.
Before the virus.
Yeah, you'd think so. But here's a tiny little problem. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. And not only would they accept a universal vaccine, let's get abundantly clear what they said. They would do so in response, and by the way, it is printed. You can't unsee this. It's on page 8 of the book, The World at Risk. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. And this is where we have to cross the line to make it really simple. To advance the commercial and social interests of psychopaths that wanted to kill human beings for the sake of their agenda, they decided to unleash a lethal respiratory pathogen on the population so the population would be bamboozled into taking an mRNA shot which would permanently alter their human condition.
And by the way, start over, because you've done the best job, and it's true, out of everybody, you've done the best job at going back through pre-documents. I'm not a rocket scientist, but we played the clips of Fauci 2018-19 on C-SPAN with all the federal regulators going, there's going to be a big thing that blows up the old system, and we're going to probably use a bird flu to totally take control, put mRNA in you. I mean, why have they been so arrogant in their admissions that you've done the best job organizing?
So I think it's really simple. I think sociopaths, like mass murderers, like serial killers, like to taunt you. They actually like to up the ante. They like to go, I'm even going to tell you what I'm
going to do. Yeah, we know psychopaths love to monologue.
They love it. And so what you've got is a situation where they're actually telling you it's going to happen. They're telling you how it's going to happen. They actually are financing, they're projecting in Event 201 in October of 2019. In Event 201, they actually had all of the promo materials, the N95 masks, the social media shutdown, the how we're going to intervene.
Social distancing. SPARS predicts it all.
They made it all up, right? So it's all out in front of you. And who was the funder of that? Well, it turns out, once again, the antitrust conspirator, none other than, are you ready for this? Dustin Moskowitz, co-founder of Facebook, the name that you should all know.
And Google's heavily invested.
Yeah. But the bigger thing, here's the thing. When Dustin Moskowitz wrote the check for Event 201, he actually got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he got Johns Hopkins University, and he got the World Economic Forum to all say that they were collaborating as co-sponsors of Event 201. But the check writer was open philanthropy. The check writer was a vested interest Facebook co-founder who mysteriously had all of the resources to fact check people like me who tried to say, hey, world, there's something coming. And guess what? Facebook mysteriously was able to anticipate that I was going to be the one commenting on this. So we have.
So they've war-gamed this.
They war-gamed this so well.
But that's a two-way street, though.
Because right?
You create a war game, it's great for you, but now we can war game it back.
That is exactly right. And what's happening right now, unfortunately for them, is they thought they had prevailed. They really did. And it was not until, by the way, the Ninth Circuit, that just actually issued a ruling a week and a half ago, it wasn't until the Ninth Circuit came out and said, hold on a minute, everybody's been calling this thing a vaccination, everybody's been calling this a public health emergency, everybody's been calling this a public health intervention to make sure that we don't transmit disease, because we know that we were supposed to get the shot so that we didn't get grandma sick, and we were supposed to get the shot so that we didn't get healthcare workers sick, and we didn't get restaurateurs sick, and we didn't get the public sick. Well, here's the tiny little problem. The shot was never going to do that. They knew it. Pfizer knew it. Moderna knew it. Everybody knew it. They knew that what they were going to do was actually allegedly decrease hospitalizations. But when they designed the clinical trial, they also knew that the thing they were injecting into people was lethal. And so here's a little tiny problem. We changed the definition of vaccination. No kidding. And we changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. Isn't that interesting? Death, not an adverse event. You literally get the shot, you keel over dead because you actually died of COVID because you weren't vaccinated until 14 days after the second injection.
Well, you're the expert at putting it all together, so let me skip ahead. Got to give us the conclusion for people, then I want you to walk through all the documents. I don't think it's going well. I think you just said that. Obviously, it's blown up in their face. What were they actually planning with this power grab?
Well, listen, let's get really, really clear. 2028 is a nightmare for the world. And it's a nightmare for the world because we actually have a convergence of a bunch of things. Our fiscal policy that's totally mismanaged. The collapse of the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid pension funds. Giant surprise. Who did we actually inject first? Oh, that's right. The 65-year-old.
So they need a global emergency to cover up what's coming.
That's exactly right. And to preempt by death the people who inconveniently be in the way when we find out that Social Security.
So it's Logan's Run. They literally are trying to go to the old.
Absolutely.
Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
And listen, I mean, Bill Gates in 2011, 2012, when the first global vaccination program was launched by the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, Bill Gates actually said that a successful vaccination program would decrease the population by his estimate of 10%.
And he said we must have depopulation to save the economy.
Exactly.
Wow.
So here we go.
So they're telling you.
So do the math. Do the math. And this isn't hard math. There's 8 billion people on Earth. He was actually carelessly suggesting that 800 million people, 800 million people, not by the way, let's not talk about
it. It was a TED TV, very cavalier.
Right. 800 million people need to be shoved off the planet by 2028.
Wow.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
If that number doesn't actually wake you up, and people keep saying, well, nobody could be that bad, right? Nobody could be that nefarious. Well, the answer is not only can they, but it's your reflex that says that that could not be possible.
They made them do it.
That is the reason why they're doing it. So what we're trying to do.
The naivete is the reason they made the move.
Exactly right. And so where we are is in a world where right now political theater is happening. Many of you have celebrated, unfortunately, things like the lawsuits that have been filed against Pfizer and the COVID Select Committee in the House of Representatives. But here's a little tiny problem, and I'm going to go ahead and put this little problem on air so that we can actually increase the amount that this is a problem for the House COVID Select Committee. I have right here in my hand the October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And I want to go into a little bit of detail on this because this was during the gain-of-function moratorium. And during the gain-of-function moratorium, Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick's program administrator, was told that the gain-of-function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain-of-function moratorium. But not only was he told in the final paragraph of the letter, as your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. Alex, if you had a mandatory, I don't know, moratorium, and then you found out that a moratorium was voluntary, I don't know what world you live in, but it feels like that's not a moratorium. It feels like if you're telling somebody you could stop, but not only could you go ahead, it turns out that the official statement was that any program that was already being funded was allowed to keep going. And most people would look at that and say, ah, okay, is that really a big deal? Well, it turns out that it is a big deal because the person who received that particular notice was the person who in June of 2005, at the birth of the PrEP Act, actually said synthetic coronaviruses were biological warfare enabling technology. Biological warfare enabling technology. Does that sound like public health to you? Does that sound like something that we should be excited about? Or is there an outside chance that if we actually are funding a guy who's actually saying this is biological warfare enabling technology, this is not my words, this is his presentation to the DARPA MITRE conference.
And Dr. Martin, let me just stop because I've watched probably 300 of your videos. Yep. I've watched all these interviews. Let's start over here because this is very interesting. We talked about who you are. I looked you up, everything you say you are. How are you already aware of this, as you said, for decades coming?
Yeah.
Spend a few minutes on yourself. You never do that.
I don't because I'm actually trying to save this country. So.
No, but people want to know who this guy is.
No, that's fair. And so.
No, you're really interesting. People want to hear it.
Why do we know this? In the 1990s, Mosaic Technologies, the company I started, did a lot of work in treaty-restricted technology transfer. And what that just means in plain English is there were a bunch of offensive military technologies that were developed around the world, and my company was used by the United States government to help us access technologies that were of strategic defense interest and strategic commercial interest to the United States. But because of ITAR rules, because of all kinds of other things, they couldn't be freely moved. So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. So that's how I got into it in the first place.
So just from pure work, you learned
about it. Yeah, it was the company I started. But in 1998, an interesting thing happened. Because we set up a company called MCAM, which is the company I continue to run today, because we set up MCAM, we were asked by the government again to provide a mechanism where banks could actually get credit for intangible asset collateral. That's a big word. Let's unpack it. Patents, copyrights, trademarks, anything.
And that's how you see them listing viruses
that's
they've
exactly
developed.
Right.
Explain it.
No, that's
so you're seeing them list these weapons.
We are literally watching in real time. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. We're watching.
So you're not following the money. You are the money.
We are the money.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And in 168 countries. So,
total surveillance.
I see the world. And here's where the problem kicks in. We set our systems to monitor the 68 scheduled pathogens, which are part of the biological weapons arsenal of the world. So anytime anything happened, a scientific publication came out, a patent was filed, a grant was filed, anything else, that popped up in our system. So we were flagging these things the first time we wrote about...
As a government contractor.
Well, as contracting to the government. Yeah. Our contracts were with the Commerce Department and the Treasury Department because we did a whole bunch of investigations in criminal activities. But our work on biological weapons surveillance actually kicked into full gear in 2003. And the reason for that was that in 2001, after the anthrax scare, most people forget that, the anthrax scare of September 28th of 2001, which was when all of us actually found out that the United States government attacked itself. Right? Anthrax came out of a U.S. lab and then went into the mail and then went into circulation. And that terror attack in 2001
Fort Detrick.
Came out of the fort. And what happened with that is we began the investigations for that, ultimately getting the world to realize that the reason why the anthrax attack happened and the reason why the SARS event happened in 2003 was so that we would get to the PREP Act. And a lot of people don't understand this linkage, but let's make it abundantly clear. The reason why we needed the PREP Act is because the manufacturers of vaccines in 1986 got the childhood vaccines covered under their immunity shield, which is what they appointed Fauci to his role to get as an outcome. But the problem is, as the term vaccination changed, as we decided to inject people with all kinds of other things, which began in earnest in the early 1990s, what we needed to do was we needed to extend that liability protection so that it would cover adult injections, specifically in the wake of the Gulf War, Gulf War I. We had to actually figure out how to get that liability protection associated with adult injections. And as a result of that, we needed to create the illusion of pandemics to get people to give up their liberty in 2005 in the PREP Act. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties. That's why we did it. And as a country, we sat back and did nothing. And I'm sitting there banging on pots and pans trying to get people to pay attention that there are real weapons coming.
I remember, what was it, like 30,000 troops died from anthrax shot or something?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have the Gulf War syndrome that to this day the Veterans Administration is allowing veterans to suffer and die with indifference because we are unwilling to actually acknowledge what were the multivalent injections that went into people during the Gulf War 1-2, during the allegedly Desert Storm and Operation Iraq Freedom and all of the other.
Sure, so I interrupted going back to your roots.
No, that's all right.
It's interesting. Now I interrupt you. We've got an hour left. We're gracious. You're gracious to be here. So get back into what happened with COVID and where we're going.
Yeah. So back to the motivation. And Alex, we have to call it what it is. The motivation was we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line.
And creating a global control grid for the social credit score out of the vaccine passport.
No question, but the reason why that's important, remember, is if you can weaponize healthcare, if you can weaponize the idea that you need to do something in the interest of surviving.
That's a victorious beachhead.
It's a phenomenal beachhead. You get behavior modification, you get compliance, you get all sorts of other things. And the key thing is, all of this lives inside of the deceptive medical practices programs where every single word associated with this pandemic, the word virus, the word vaccination, the word infection, every single one of these words had to be changed to deceive the population and coerce them to take something that they would not otherwise take.
So this is the globalist coup. I remember decades ago, the UN documents leaked when Lou Dobbs got him at CNN, when he was the head of CNN. They said, we're going to use Aziz X to take over the world.
That's exactly right. And they told us this, people. This is not a new thing. So there are 8 criminal counts in the world, 8 criminal counts of activities that are associated with this particular pandemic. And let's go through them just so we actually have them. The criminal counts are 18 U.S. Code, acts of domestic terrorism resulting in the death of Americans. Why would I say that that was what happened? Well, let's get really clear. I say it because it turns out that they knew on September 18th, 2019, that they were going to release a lethal respiratory pathogen. They used the word lethal. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. And let's, for the sake
of... So it's not a wet market. It didn't happen on accident.
China virus.
It was all pre-programmed.
It wasn't a China virus. Remember that in 2016, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, there is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. But guess where that paper was done, and guess where that paper was published? That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. As a matter of fact, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill impaneled an institutional review board to review the ethics of the study, and then they impaneled a second review board to review the ethics of breaking the law. And nobody's talking about this.
The ethics of gain of function.
No, the ethics of overriding the law that said that they should not be doing gain of function during the moratorium.
Sure, and that's why it's ridiculous. Because you have all the documents. I've read the, like, Fauci sends emails years ago. We're doing gain of function.
Right. And then in front of people like Rand Paul, who somehow can't seem to lay his hands on the letter that I just showed you.
By the way, it's important to criticize him. I want to think he's a good guy, but he's as smart as you or I, or probably smarter than me, might be smart as you. He literally won't go there.
That's exactly right.
What's going on?
Well, listen.
You've called him out. Let's do that right now.
Rand Paul won't go there, and the House Select Committee won't go there, and they won't.
Well, where is there? Explain it.
Well, there is that, listen, since the 1960s and early 1970s, we actually said that we weren't going to subscribe to the Nuremberg Code. Now, that's interesting, given the fact that the United States was the Chief Justice for Nuremberg. So ironic that we actually come up with the international law and then we go, we don't want to actually follow that law because we want to have our own covert programs. So we actually went ahead and developed our own international code. This is where Francis Boyle's work comes in, because his very important work was to say, well, hold on a second, we should actually have laws against biological weapons in this country. And so his work coming up with 18 U.S. code was very critical to say, we're not going to adopt Nuremberg, but we are going to at least say that we shouldn't do biological weapons. That's a good thing. But here comes the kicker. Nobody wants to admit that the United States government is actually funding these programs and laundering these programs through universities in very important electoral locations around the world. People tell me about election integrity and election reform. Let's get really clear. Why is it that Texas, why is it that North Carolina, why is it that Virginia, why is it that all of these states, Tennessee, Kentucky, why is it that for some mysterious reason, none of the senators and none of the congressmen from these places have the audacity to actually go, hey, hold on a minute, I think our university is actually running a biological weapons program. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is those are black budget programs where NIAID has a disclosed amount of money, and right next to it is a DARPA grant that matches it. And the DARPA grant that matches it is the way we, I don't know, fund university buildings. And we,
well, that's right. Well, I was, 25 years ago, I was let in to UT, the secret buildings, by a guy that was a big listener who later moved to MIT. And it was all DARPA on the doors.
Absolutely.
It was all DARPA, 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 DARPA.
Absolutely. And it's the gift that keeps giving. If you go to University of Tennessee right now, giant shock, Battelle, the giant nonprofit institution that's multi-billions of dollars of laundering federal money into institutions. Giant shock. Nobody in Congress, nobody in the Senate, and particularly Rand Paul, is going to actually call out the fact that the Wuhan investigation is a cover story to make sure that no one knows that the United States is funding the programs in the United States.
And that's what Eisenhower warned of. But you're right. Rand Paul always says Wuhan and Fauci, yep. But it's on record. It was a scandal 2014-15. Good scientists went public about Chapel Hill and gained a function with SARS.
No question.
So let's just call it out. What is wrong with Rand Paul? Is he on the payroll?
Absolutely. And the great news is most of the people, in fact, I hate to say this, but most of the people listening to this particular show may very well go, well, he's the better of evil. Let's get really clear on something, Americans, and the rest of the world. It's time that we don't settle for the lesser of evils. Just because somebody actually loves to go in a sparring match and allows Anthony Fauci to lie in front of Congress and has in his possession that October 2014 letter where specifically NIAID said that this was gain-of-function research. Let's be unambiguous.
Yeah, why has this been out for years?
That letter.
So is he like Iron Sheik with Hulk Hogan? This is...
No question. This is entire theater, and it's good fundraising. And I am sick and tired of having allegedly the...
Well, let's say it. If this is true, and I think it is, then Rand Paul should face charges like Fauci.
There's no question. Because... There's a law.
No, I agree. I had family die from this crap. I'm sick of playing games with these Republicans.
18 U.S. Code Section 1001, lying to Congress. You know what's this?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. To keep my broadcast on air, it is more critical than ever that you support our sponsors. And many of the great products that have been available for years at InfoWarsStore.com are no longer available there. They're exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. The URL is below on screen. All of the patented nano silver products like the toothpaste and the wound gel and the immune gargle are there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And many other amazing products like a super high quality organic multivitamin, next level foundational energy, CavaChill, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, the list goes on and on. Please visit DrJonesNaturals.com today or visit the link below and support the broadcast while getting amazing products at the same time. Thank you so much for your past support, and I'm encouraging you now to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. It's critical to keeping my broadcast on the air, plus their amazing products. Thank you for your support. Now please take action by going to DrJonesNaturals.com today and checking out the amazing products.
Thing. That's not a, hey, you shouldn't do it. That's a law. And it is equally false. Let's get really precise on this. It's equally false for a congressman or a senator to continue to perpetrate a lie in Congress about the Wuhan virus and the leak and was it a lab leak and was it this or that. It's equally problematic for an elected official to lie in Congress as it is for a Supreme Court justice like Sotomayor, who lied about the pathology associated with coronavirus, which allegedly justified why we should have compulsory vaccinations for healthcare providers. And it's equally problematic for Fauci to lie and say he didn't do gain-of-function moratorium.
And now they're coming back with bird flu. So you're doing a great job. We've got an hour left. I'm going to try to shut up. Give me the floor, Dr.
No, that's cool.
Martin. Start back over 20 minutes going uninterrupted, which you went on great rabbit trails. Go after Paul, too, because I'm tired of playing games. It's clear he knows everything. He's acting like it's just Fauci or it's just a few guys. We got Redfield running scared. That's all positive one level. We know Paul knows this. Let's call him out. Why isn't he doing this? You're right. It's a limited hangout. But
yep.
Start back when you were in the history of the virus, what was being set up, what COVID really was, and you got the floor.
Yeah. So listen, We got to go back to 1965. The first time coronavirus was ever considered to be isolated was 1965. And the first thing we did with it in 1966 is we actually take it from the United States and we infect British people, British volunteers. It was the first time we actually figured out that you could actually take a pathogen from one part of the world and move it willfully to another part of the world to see if you could make people sick. So just to be abundantly clear, coronavirus has been in play as a biological weapon agent since 1966. And most people just have their mind melt when they say that, because the first time they heard about it, was in 2019. But the fact of the matter is it's been around since 1966 as a biological weapon. But let's advance to 1990. In 1990, Pfizer filed its first patent. And by the way, you heard the date correctly. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Is it any wonder that Pfizer was in the game and knew that it was going to actually somehow mysteriously show up with a vaccine? Oh.
And they told Trump, we made it in 2 days.
Yeah. They had a patent in 1990.
Doc, you've got the floor. I'm not going to interrupt you. Keep going.
No, it's all good. So you have this amazing thing where you say, hold on a minute. We've got a known agent that we know makes people sick, that's a problem. But now it gets to be a bigger problem, because in 1999, going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. And Alex, it's important for us to actually say this, because in Kansas, in Texas, and soon to be in several of the states, there are a number of programs currently filing deceptive medical practices claims against Pfizer. And we need to be abundantly clear about the fact that this is actually something which is a good step, but it's an inadequate step, because we need to go further than what we've done so far. Because what happened in 1999 is Ralph Baric's coronavirus modification and manipulation program took what used to be a respiratory and a gastrointestinal bug and turned it into something that would actually create cardiomyopathy in rabbits. And in 2002, that gave rise to the patent that was filed called the Infectious Replication Defective Clone of Coronavirus. Now, infectious replication defective, what on earth does that mean? That means that we're going to take an attribute associated with our model of the virus, and we're going to take that attribute and we're going to weaponize it. And we're going to weaponize it in a very precise way. We're going to amplify the ability for it to interact with a cell, to target a cell, and to actually harm the organism. But replication defective means we actually don't want it to act like a virus, where it goes into the cell, multiplies, and then goes out. What we want to do is we want to use the technology associated with the protein to achieve an outcome. And in 1999, going into 2002, the world knew that the thing that had been modified was actually modified so that it would inflame the cardiovascular system. And I don't know how to explain this in a way that anybody can quite wrap their head around, but when Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson all said, oh my gosh, we're surprised by the heart disease, we're surprised by the sudden cardiac death, we're surprised by the inflammation of the cell linings of the vascular system, we're surprised by the clot formations, not a one of those statements was true. No one was surprised. This was published data between 1999 and 2002. So we need to be extremely clear on this. This nonsense that somehow or another Pfizer was the victim of an unintended consequence is absolute BS. They knew it was going to hit the human heart. They knew it was going to hit the vascular system. They knew there were going to be clots, and all of this was published in 2000.
And let me just back you up again.
No worries.
Because, and digress back to where you were, but I'm digressing. Remember October 2020, the CDC and the FDA puts out a document predicting bad reactions, adverse reactions that predict the myocarditis, blood clots, strokes.
Yep.
So why do they, I guess they brag? I mean, what is that?
They did. They bragged that.
I mean, it's like insane.
This was this expediency argument that says, well, a few people are going to suffer, a few people are going to die, but it's all in the interest of public health. So as long as it's not your mom.
That was about getting their own employees when this happened to leave it for the greater good.
And this is, we're going to go ahead and kill
people. One time about 15 years ago, I was on the hike and bike trail, Chris, quick story. And I was like hiking 5-6 miles and I came up and the guy told me his name when I wrote it down when I got in my car. And he was the head of the Texas Health Department.
Yep.
And he said, Alex, you're right about the shots. They are hurting some people, but we've decided it's for the greater good. It helps more than it hurts, which he knows is not true. He told me his name. I pulled his name up in the car on my phone and looked. He was the head of the health department.
Yeah.
So the state head health department, he was telling me the same thing. This is their cult.
Yeah. And they are okay with the necessary deaths. Remember, and Bill Gates's number is 800 million. Right. 800 million. Like, Hitler couldn't have fantasized that number.
Yeah, Hitler was a lightweight.
My gosh. You know, you sit there going, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, you know, Mao, put them all together, and they're freaking not even in the farm team, right? That's not Major League. What we're talking about is Major League. But what's critical to understand is that we knew not only that this was going to harm and kill people, but we also knew that in 2010, when mysteriously a venture capitalist and a guy who is actually part of the National Science Foundation's research program called Darwinian Chemical Systems.
Ha ha!
I love that you laugh, because I laughed.
They're telling you right there.
Darwinian Chemical Systems. And people go, well, what's Darwinian Chemical Systems, Dave? Well, the answer is really simple. For 10 years, the National Science Foundation, starting in 2000, going to 2010, wanted to figure out if you could introduce mRNA into a cell and get the cell to write into the genome of the host cell. And it turns out that 10 years in, they succeeded. And you know what they called the company that they formed? Oh, that's right. Moderna. Modified RNA. Moderna. They told you what this was. And they didn't tell you.
So listen, I'm going to stop you again.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're doing an incredible job, doctor. You're the best at this. For like scientists that watch, they totally get you. But for the general public, do me a favor. Quantify then what the end game is, the master plan, then go back into the technicals.
Master plan is simple. 3/4 of the world's population are unnecessary and to be shoved off the planet.
So it's being done now.
The great news is it's happening. We actually have watched World War III, and let's get really clear.
You're right. We're in World War III.
It's already happening.
We're in the middle of a bioweapon war.
We're sitting there waiting for the kinetics. We don't understand that this
war. A smart war isn't nuclear. It's silent.
Not only is it not, let's think about the.
And you set up a medical system that makes money while you kill people.
My gosh, you actually have pediatricians that were actually financially incentivized to get a percentage of their children injected. And we know that in 2018, we know that the pseudouridine that was put in the shot, yes, big word, just stay with me. The thing that was put in the shot to stabilize the mRNA, the thing that was modified, was published to be lethal in every single use it had ever been put in.
So they're doing a beta test.
We knew we were going straight to humans to kill them.
Am I wrong to say, though, this is the beta test to see if they get away with something bigger?
There's no question. And the great news is you and I, and a bunch of people who are in the community that's watching this, presented a little bit of a steep.
That was my next question. How's it going for them?
Sucks. You know, and it's great. I listened to you, Alex, a couple times in the last week or two, and I just want to stop for a moment. Alex has to say this because nobody else does, so I'm going to say it for him. When he talks about the fact that this is a war, and he's talking about the importance of InfoWars, and he's talking about the importance of keeping this thing going as long as we can, I want to be abundantly clear. This is David Martin speaking as a totally unpaid spokesperson. I happen to just care about this. But I don't think we understand that we are no different right now than the French Resistance was when Europe was occupied. We have to see this as a war. We cannot sit here and pretend that somehow or another we're going to sit there and go, well, you know, somebody else is going to solve the problem. You are going to solve the problem. And having a venue like this, let's be really clear, because people like me, I can't be on Bloomberg and CNBC where I used to be. I can't be there anymore because what I say will go in the
face. And I used to see you on there.
Of course, that's where I used to live. But here's the problem, people. It's one thing for Alex to say, hey, pray for this organization and support it. But I'm going to be David Martin saying that without Alex, without the amazing work of people like, you know, Russell Brand and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and others who are actually out there trying to keep a conversation going. If we didn't have these conversations in these venues, we have lost the war before we ever started. Think about this, and Alex didn't tell me to say this, but I'm saying it to you. I want you to really think about this. George Washington, Valley Forge, middle of the winter. Okay? Terrible time to be at war. Terrible time to be suffering because you realize that this thing that was supposed to be a revolutionary war that you thought was going to be over after.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Are you gonna let them brainwash and take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They declared war on us. They're attacking us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have lost the war before we ever started. Think about this, and Alex didn't tell me to say this, but I'm saying it to you. I want you to really think about this. George Washington, Valley Forge, middle of the winter. Okay? Terrible time to be at war. Terrible time to be suffering, because you realize that this thing that was supposed to be a revolutionary war that you thought was going to be over after Lexington and Concord, turns out it's going to be a hard slog. You're going to be at this thing for 10 years. And a lot of people were freezing in tents in Valley Forge. And a lot of people didn't have boots. And a lot of people didn't have enough ammunition. A lot of people were sitting there going, well, why are some people staying in Philadelphia in warm houses while I'm freezing my ass off in the middle of Pennsylvania? This is the moment. This is our Valley Forge. This is our Valley Forge. This is when it stops being fun. It stops being fun to actually be on the side of the people who are rah-rah and, you know, go march and have a sign and protest and whatever else. This is when it gets hard, because this is the Valley Forge winter. This is when we are faced all across the world with this story that, well, COVID's kind of over. And yeah, the H5N2 bird flu might come up, but it's, you know, it's not going to be as bad as COVID. No, this is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us.
This is the time for winter soldiers.
That's exactly right. So when Alex says pray for this organization, when Alex says go online and make sure that you help financially support this organization, he's not saying that because Alex wants to succeed as a person. Alex knows that without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So let's be really clear. I couldn't be in this studio. I couldn't have an amazing technical team that's making this happen. I couldn't have Alex sitting here next to me. I couldn't have any of this material getting into your hands if it weren't for the fact that some of you have already supported this. But remember that this is your job now, because the information's out there. That's not the problem. Rand Paul knows the facts, right? The House Select Committee.
It's actually, I've seen you for a year calling him out. It's sad. But I can't be a traitor by being nice to him. He knows. He's bought off.
Exactly. But this is why I'm saying, think when Alex tells you to support InfoWars, I'm telling you, do it, because this is when, are you ready for this? This is when the Benedict Arnolds happen. Remember what happened at Valley Forge. And this is a part of history we don't like to tell. But if we had actually had a Continental Congress that actually supported the campaign, really supported the campaign, like actually said, yes, we're going to make sure our troops have shoes. We're going to make sure our troops have bullets.
Washington gave everything up to fund it.
Exactly right. If we didn't have those people, then we wouldn't have had the traitors that ultimately made the battle last longer. Had we done the right thing as patriots, we would have actually shortened the period of conflict. And that's exactly what we need to be doing
so
right now.
So Rand Paul's Benedict Arnold.
That's exactly right.
And I hate to say that. I've known him since he was in college, and his dad ran again in 96. I had him on. But he knows all this.
He does. And so does the House Select Committee. Let's be abundantly clear. If you don't know the information I'm presenting, it's because you actually don't have a computer, you don't have anybody who's on social media, and you don't have a phone. Because it turns out that the material that I'm sharing right now today is material that has been shared at the European Union Parliament times how many billion views now?
By you.
Who knows?
No.
Right? But this material has been out. So if you don't know it, it's willful ignorance now. It's willful ignorance. And I know that they all know it. But if we go back to the crime.
Yeah, starting over. I've interrupted a lot. Sure. I mean, this is it's on record. They made it. I know you show the documents, which in financial forms, they had COVID-19 on the shelf years before.
Absolutely. Everything is known and knowable. This is not news. But what we actually have, and this is where it gets a little subtle, and this is where I've encouraged very courageous people, and I'm going to call out a couple people who I know are actually people who are working really hard to do the best they can do. But I will tell you, there are a number of attorneys general. There are a number of surgeon generals across the country. You know, people like Lepeto in Florida, people like Ken Paxton here in Texas, people like Raul Labrador.
And they're all under attack.
These are people who are absolutely attacked, but they are the ones who are actually holding the first vanguard positions we need to hold to actually allow us to say that we, the people, can start taking some territory. And that's why I'm going to come back to the Ninth Circuit, because the Ninth Circuit is the first time, courtesy of George Wentz and his legal team at Davalier, courtesy of the Health Freedom Defense Fund and Leslie Manukian, courtesy of all of the L.A. Unified School District teachers who had the courage to stand up when nobody was standing up, courtesy of that, we had the Ninth Circuit Court issue a majority opinion that said that the Jacobson ruling... Little bit of history. Jacobson, 1905, the Supreme Court ruling that the public health system has been using to defend vaccinations. The Ninth Circuit Court just held a week and a half ago that Jacobson does not apply. And there's another Supreme Court decision, which is called Cruzan, that does apply. And let me unpack it, because it's important for us to unpack this. Jacobson said that if you don't take a shot for smallpox, you can be fined $20 or $5 or whatever it is. That's what that case was about. It never was about justifying compulsory vaccinations. And everybody who tells you that Jacobson justifies compulsory vaccinations is actually not even reading the case. It does not. What Jacobson did say was a public health interest is to stop the transmission of a pathogen. That's true. That was said by Oliver Wendell Holmes, Supreme Court Justice, in that case. But here comes a kicker. Alex, you'll remember somewhere back in the freaking drivel of the last hour and a half, you'll remember I said this was an infectious replication defective coronavirus, which means transmission not only was not possible to be stopped by the injection, transmission wasn't happening. Kind of important.
So they put a dud out on purpose just to create fear.
Absolutely. And so what you have is a situation where, yes, people have spike protein fragments, some of them from the shot, some of them from the tests that were done. How many people lined up and got nasal swabs shoved up their nose? How many of you know that DARPA funded a company that, are you ready for this? Infects nasal swabs.
Incredible.
You can't make this up.
I remember you like 3 years ago saying they're going to sell your DNA and they're going to put, and it came out.
Right. Exactly.
You called it.
And so we're in a situation where when you get to the 2018, and I do want to give you all some beautiful information, because we're going to get to the hopeful side of this in a second, but we're going to get to the bad news first. And the bad news first is in 2014, when that gain of function moratorium was authorized to be waived by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the pathogen that they were working on was the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1 spike protein. In 2016, they said it was poised for human emergence. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. And 4 months later, in April of 2019, Moderna amended four patent applications in which they made the following statement. After an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen. You know the word that bothers me in that sentence? Release. Does that sound like leak? Does that sound like accident?
No, release.
No, it says release. This was not about an oops, a bat got away, or oops, a wet market thing happened. This was Moderna amending four patent filings in April of 2019. Then, in September 18th of 2019, we have the addition of the lethal respiratory pathogen that's going to be accidentally or intentionally released. That's September 18th. One day later, September 19th, 2019, President Trump is handed an executive order, which unfortunately was him signing an executive order, which is the coup d'etat that overthrew him. And I wish I didn't have to say that, but it happens to be true. Because what he did when he signed the executive order on September 19th, 2019, is he actually put in motion the events that would lead to the cascade of the pandemic, and it was the pandemic that was used as the cover operation to overthrow the democracy of the United States. There is no question that this had nothing to do with public health. This had everything to do with Anthony Fauci announcing that he was going to do a coup. He actually executed the coup, and here's our problem collectively. We're waiting for a despot in Colombia or in Panama to show up with fatigues and actually have a violent interaction. We wouldn't recognize a coup in the 21st century if it happened right in front of our
face. Exactly. We're looking for Hitler. No, exactly. It comes via medical suit.
Exactly. We have no idea that it's dancing nurses and it's doctors that are on camera.
And PR.
And it's PR firms and it's Fors Marsh developing the language.
So let me ask you this. If it's not going well for them,
yep,
and they still try to do monkeypox and Marburg. And
monkeypox was a real hit.
And then now the bird flu. What are they going to pull next when their program isn't working for them and the whole world's awakening?
Yeah, well, I think I might have spoiled a little bit of the H5N2 thing, because I made the observation, and I wasn't supposed to say this out loud, but it turns out we were told that the guy in Mexico had H5N2, which had never been seen before in humans. That's what they told us, except for a 2016 patent in which H5N2 was not only seen, but it was part of a patent. And worse than that, it was sold to the people who got the patent from BEI Resources. Alex, you know what you've never heard of? BEI Resources. You know why you've never heard of it? Because we don't want to admit it exists. But back in the early part of the 1900s, the Rockefeller Foundation, set up a thing called BEI Resources. And guess what that is? That's the shopping center. That's a Walmart of biological weapons owned by NIAID. Lo and behold, the patent actually makes reference to the fact that H5N2 was purchased from BEI Resources. This is the we never saw it anywhere before a guy in Mexico who happened to now be, what, overweight, diabetic? What else was he?
Well, now Mexico admits he didn't have it. He's a fake piece of art. So what are they going to do now that their whole plan's exposed?
Well, what's going to happen and what is happening is that the conversations like this are happening such that we are preempting the plan before it can even be enabled. And this is the part
and
that
UN
I love about this.
Their UN treaty didn't go through?
We knew, by the way, that around Memorial Day, we were going to have the UN treaty signed. Guess what? We scuttled it. And we scuttled it. This is the point. I want you to look at me, and I'm looking at you, right? This is an amazing moment. You and I don't have the billions of dollars of PR. We don't have the support of all of the ad agencies and all the info control of the agencies and all of the multilateral organizations. We're two guys who put our pants on one leg at a time. I think. I don't know if you levitate.
I do.
I actually do mine one leg at a time. But we are actually two people, and we're the ones that stopped them. I love this, right? I love.
Oh, it's historical. I know. It's
how
true.
How amazing it is that with none of the resources, none of the incumbent power that people think is in control, they couldn't win over the voices of a crazy bow tie wearing guy in the European Union Parliament, of a crazy guy sitting in Austin, Texas, fighting the battle to make sure truth is heard. They couldn't win over what we're doing.
No, I agree. So we're winning, but you're a smart guy. They're going to throw curveballs. How does the empire strike back?
Well, cool thing is all of us need to recognize that we need to actually make sure that we stop celebrating the wins that aren't wins. I want to be really, really clear. The House Select Committee on COVID investigation is not a win. On X, on Facebook, on social media, on whatever platform you use, don't celebrate the lesser of evils. We're not there. And we're not going to win if we celebrate things that should not be celebrated.
And by the way, speak to Spars, because obviously that's a battle plan. It's the tweets are the same, everything. It says 2025, 2028 is 2020, 2024. It's a battle plan so they can carry the code around. Tell me if you disagree. General Flynn agrees, looked at it. So in that, they even talk about 3 years in, the world awakens. They use that to discredit government, collapse society. But if we just jumped right to the globalists instead of having a civil war, if we focus our anger at them, they lose. They think they're going to focus all this anger on each other.
Yeah. Well, and this is the piece that,
but it shows how sick they are. Like it's right there.
Absolutely. And they've done it, and they've done it over and over again. But here's the thing. After all this time, Alex, I told you, I started this nonsense in 1999. So of all people, I have the worst batting average of any human being. 25 years at the plate, still haven't connected all the way, right? So I could look at it and go, well, that makes Dave Martin a failure.
You've totally connected.
Here's the thing. The thing that I'm going to say is, we have the ability right now to actually do something that we haven't done before. And I'm going to start with a comment that I've made many times. Alex, do you and I agree on everything?
Well, I agree with all, you've taught me a lot. I agree with you.
Yeah, but here's,
I don't know your personal views, but
the great news is we don't have to. We can agree on not having bioweapons attacks. We can actually say that the perspectives you have and the perspectives I have are worth putting in front of people to consider. That's what we agree on.
Yes.
At the end of the day, that's what we agree on. And we can have disagreement. We can have honest disagreement. We can have conversations, and we can treat each other with humanity.
But that's the thing.
All of them wanted is to stop that.
Yeah, exactly. But what about this? The criminals do such outlandish stuff, like you said at the start of the talk, that we're normal people. Just want to go home and be nice. We think we project our own decency on them. But if you study sociopaths and psychopaths, and you study medical tyranny, and we've caught them. Yeah. We just have to admit this is happening.
Right. And that's our big breakthrough. Our big breakthrough is to realize that when it was monkeypox, remember that we had the truck spill in Pennsylvania where allegedly a bunch of monkeys sent running around, and then all of a sudden we were supposed to have monkeypox? Tiny little problem. Most of us didn't go to a gay nightclub in Germany, allegedly, which is where allegedly people caught monkeypox. I know I didn't go to a gay nightclub in Germany. I'm pretty sure you didn't. I think you were here during that period.
And then Fauci brags on videos about hepatitis shots to give.
Exactly right. We've done this over and over again. The difference between us the last 120 years and the difference between us today is that we have the ability to have conversations where this information is not shocking anymore. Tuskegee was shocking. The smallpox outbreaks were shocking. The way in which we used the public acceptance with things like tetanus and ultimately things with pneumonia and other things to accept the overuse of antibiotics. These are all things that were done where we were told there was a problem, we were told that the government was the solution, and we were told that if we only listen to the government, we're somehow going to be better off. Well, guess what? That model for 120 years has failed.
It's over. So people are awake now. They don't know exactly what's going on, but they're awake. What do we do versus what the establishment's going to pull?
Well, the great news is we start working together. Guess what I just did a couple minutes ago? What I did a couple minutes ago is I promoted Alex and the show and InfoWars and this team, and I did it without asking for anything. We start depositing goodwill. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. They cannot win without fear. They wouldn't know love if it bit them in the ass.
No, I totally agree. So in the time we have left, and you've been gracious to be here, and I want you to host now as long as you can go, but just I've asked a lot of questions. Great rabbit trails. Let's start over. Because we're reaching millions of people right now. We're going to cut this up. We'll reach tens of millions more. And Tucker's got to get you on, and so does Joe Rogan. And I'm going to call them both and tell them they got to get you on. Quantifying, where would they have gone if we didn't get in their way? What's the next move? Other key details of this? Who are the main players from your research? Who is the most guilty?
Well, with Davalier Law Group, with the Health Freedom Defense Fund, with a couple others, we got masks off planes a year and a half before they were supposed to. And that was probably four or five people that got masks off planes around
Explain
the world.
That.
Right, because that case was not supposed to succeed. But the entire team at Davalier, the Health Freedom Defense Fund, got together and said, we're going to take masks off planes, and we won in Florida, and that meant we won in the entire world. So every time you fly without a face mask, that's because five Americans stood up and said no. Five.
So the point is believe in yourself.
Absolutely. Because it turns out that their system is a system that relies on the presumption that the all-powerful man behind the curtain is all-powerful. But guess what? He isn't. All you have to do is call him out for his fraud. When it comes to H5N2, which was supposed to be the bird flu they were all supposed to catch so that we all shut up about the World Health Organization as a criminal organization, which was set up as a criminal organization in the 1950s to take over the world, it turns out that if we actually call them out on the fact that they were a criminal organization and they continue to be a criminal organization, newsflash, the World Health Organization doesn't have the power it had. They were going to run the entire treaty through, and in May we were going to lose our civility. We were going to lose our decency. We were going to lose being individual sovereign nations and civilians inside of those nations that had any rights. We were going to lose it all, and they lost. And they lost because people like us had the better conversation. We can get in front of every single one of these campaigns. We can get in front of every one of these problems, and all we have to do is not fall for the notion that somehow or another the all-powerful other is sitting there and we are incompetent and impotent to deal with the all-powerful other. Because it turns out they are not all-powerful, and they are not even the other. They are an anonymous group of self-serving psychopaths who have decided that they're going to do whatever they can to take over the world. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Right now, our job between now and 2028 is what I like to refer to as the Armada of Ark strategy. In our history, we have a conversation around Noah and an ark that saved Noah's family and saved two of every kind of animal that crawled around and walked around and everything else. And then seven of all the unclean animals, seven pairs of all the unclean animals, or all the clean animals. Listen, that's a great story, except it misses the point. We need to actually create a system where it's an armada of arcs. We don't need to save the couple of us that are authorized to live. That's how the globalists think. That's how the incumbent power systems think. They actually want to have their houses. They want to have their tunnels. They want to have their escape boats. They want to have everything else. We need to actually be building the armada of arcs so that humanity makes this transition. Not a few authorized people make it. We need to make it. So what does that mean? That means start thinking about what it means, how you treat your neighbor, how you treat people who are actually in your ecosystem, how you redefine what the parable was when Jesus talked about the Good Samaritan. How do you redefine your role in the world? Because here's the problem. The minute you can actually find out that, you know what, at my table, I always have extra chairs. You know why? Because somebody might come by. Alex has an extra chair here in case I come to Austin. That's the way we need to start acting. We will prevail the minute we start having inside of our behavior.
And as you said, proof. You have to admit you're in a war.
Exactly right.
And so getting back to this, because there's so many technicals, I interrupted you like 20 times. For people that understand, say it again, where were they going to take us if we fully bought this? How do you expect the enemy to strike back?
Well, they were going to kill us, and most of us didn't bend the knee. Remember that a third of the people fell for it, a third of the people were coerced, and a third of the people said no.
And now 4% uptake.
That's exactly right. So the good news is, not only did they blow up the strategy of how they were going to take over the world, but they destroyed the mechanism whereby they were going to do it. Here's another thing they did, and this is equally important. They told us that we were going to have solar flares in 2022. Remember that? We're going to have all these solar flares. It's going to take out our communication system. It's going to take out everything else. And they were relying on an old story of the Harrington effect. The Harrington effect was this giant EMP that was attributed to a solar flare that took out the electrical grid in the 1800s. Well, it turns out that they wanted to do the same thing to take down our banking system. And so they told us that we were going to have all these electromagnetic disruptions in it.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Disruptions and interruptions, and guess what happened? A bunch of you went and got cash. Kind of sucks when you're not relying on digital currency, when you actually have a secure way of making transactions with cash. It turns out that we didn't fall for it.
So they only make this move.
Every single one of these is an intentional act to say they're going to try to get you to live off of your cell phone and your computer. And my recommendation is very simple. Don't.
Exactly. Don't. So if we become dependent, they got full control. So you said it. They got their escape boats, the bunkers they're building. A real elite, a real aristocratic elite would build up humanity because they're going to be in control of it and would want a powerful society. But instead, they're such jerks. They want to hurt people because they have such a low view of themselves or projecting it. And so it's ridiculous. I mean, take Zuckerberg. I'm no military expert, but I know everybody in Hawaii and Kauai hates him. Yeah. If hell goes down, everybody's going to his house. Doesn't matter how many troops he's got, how many robots. That's a grave he's built. It's not a threat. It's an obvious thing. They're all waiting for stuff, the power to go off. The first place they go is there. They see him as the devil. Why would they think bunkers are going to protect them?
Well, I think that they genuinely thought, and by the way, tragically, I did a show, I don't know, a couple years ago where I brought up this 800 million number, and it was just simple math. All I did was actually do Bill Gates' math for him. And when I said it, people go, oh, that's hyperbole. There's no way 800 million people are going to die. Well, maybe or maybe not. What I can say is very simple. What I know is that the incapacitation of about a third of the world's population is certain. That means that people are going to be sick, they're going to die, or they're going to be caregivers for people who are sick and dying. What that means is that an enormous amount of the world is going to be distracted over the next 3 to 5 years with cancers, with heart disease, with strokes, with disabilities, all because of the injection, all known to have been consequences of the injection when it was first built. We know that's going to happen. That's going to take a lot of people out. But that's a great point, which is, what was their game plan? And I'm going to tell you a quick story. Can I tell you a quick story? I was in Rwanda when the African Free Trade Agreement was being signed. And I was with Paul Kagame, who is absolute, you know, there's a whole nother story about him and the genocide that he was involved in Rwanda during the conflict. But I was actually watching, and I got uninvited to ever come back for making the following observation. Bill Gates had decided to go to Rwanda, the Rwanda-Uganda border, and he decided that he wanted to see the giant gorillas that are in the jungles in Rwanda and in the Uganda border. But he didn't like to have, inconveniently, these Africans that were in the picture. So what he did was he made it so that only if you paid $10,000 and you had an official escort could you even go to the place where the gorillas existed. He literally created a rule that he got Kagame to go off on, which was actually to say, we're going to go ahead and make this only the playground for the uber wealthy. So you helicopter in, conveniently, you don't have any locals to get in the way because they don't have $10,000 to actually put in their pockets. And when I called the president, Paul Kagame, out on the fact that he had let Bill Gates rob Rwandan citizens of their own natural resource, their access to the forest, their access to gorillas, their access to the ecosystem that they've had for tens of thousands of years, I was told that I was anti-Rwanda and anti-development. Well, it turns out That's their worldview. Their worldview is...
I was about to say, they revel in taking things away from people.
Exactly. And so the great news is, don't let them. Remember that we only can be deprived of what we're willing to give.
No, I agree. So going back to this, Dr. Martin, you're a really smart guy. If they're in big trouble and all this is happening, what do you expect them to do next?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to already do what's in play right now, which is they're going to try to increase the electoral version of the hijack that happened in 2016 and again in 2020. We're going to see a massive amount of voter fraud happening through the form of early voting, electronic voting, illegal immigrant voting. We're going to have every version of corruption of the democratic process as we come into November.
The kitchen sink.
We're going to have everything thrown at us. This is a world in which what I would advise people as they vote, and I would advise communities to, as a community, put together visual surveillance of programs where you actually have people who photograph, are you ready for this? Photograph how you voted. You didn't have to do that before, because it used to be that a vote was a vote. But now we have plenty of evidence that says you could push a button 10,000 times and a signal could go to Spain or it could go to Italy or it could go anywhere else and it'd be converted into anything it wants to be so that a foregone conclusion happens. We need to actually think right now about how we make sure election
is... That's right. Let people say, well, if it's all rigged, give up. No. By engaging it, we expose it.
Think about it. Expose it. Be part of the solution. And then recognize that as you move into the next, now, 6 to 9 months, which is when we're going to watch a whole bunch of desperation happen, what I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand.
Absolutely.
Why? Because your behavior will not be modifiable if electronic participation in the economy...
People need water filtration, food...
That's exactly right.
Cash. So let me ask you this. Pulling back from this, because I want to be honest, my integrity is everything. I don't care about going to Detroit and being with J.B. Vance and Trump and all that. Great. I followed it. Trump was for all the therapeutics. He believed in science. They already had this plan. They gave it to him. He got conned. He won't come out and admit he's wrong. I'm mad at him about that. But I gut level think Trump doesn't understand all this, just like Ronald Reagan. I'm not trying to give him a pass. They obviously hate him. Am I wrong? Because Rand Paul's smart. He knows. He's been sent the documents. He won't say it. So I'm mad at him. Am I wrong to say that Trump is in over his depth on this?
So I'm going to say the following. Donald Trump signed on September 19th, 2019, a executive order that he did not know what he was signing. I absolutely know that to be the case. And I know that he had no idea what a DNA-based vaccine platform was. So I know that President Trump did not know what was the substance of that order, and he didn't know the motivation. He didn't know that at the time that that was put in front of him by the Department of Health and Human Services, he didn't know that Alex Azar was under criminal investigation for antitrust violations in Mexico for price-fixing diabetes medications for the poor people in Mexico. Trump didn't know that at the time. What I can also tell you is that Trump did know that Dr. Zev Zelenko and others who actually had treatments that he wound up using for his own benefit.
And that's why I say he's good. He believes that he was just promote everything.
Absolutely. And what he was doing was saying, hey, it's a national crisis. Let's respond. Let's do the right thing.
And he believed in the medical system.
No question. And he did the right thing. But here's the problem. What happened was several of the largest donors that actually had a personal interest in Moderna's stock happened to also be large donors to the Trump campaign.
That's right.
And I hate to say it.
No, it's true.
Good old-fashioned 30 pieces of silver, you sell.
And his strength is his weakness.
Exactly right.
They can't bully him. He won't bow to them, but he won't bow to me.
Exactly.
He won't admit he's wrong.
No, and listen.
That's the paradox.
And I agree. And here, and what I would say is this. President Trump could easily say that he was conned, that he did not.
I've told him this in person. So what you said,
we're on the same page.
Maybe he's ready now. I told him this a year ago. Talk to him right now. Trump, they're going to set you up for this. We know you're not behind it. He's already stopped promoting it, thank God, but he didn't do the lockdowns. We get it. We know. They hate you. We get it. But what would you say to Trump right now?
Well, I would say that Operation Warp Speed, without his knowledge, was actually signing the death warrant for a number of individuals who happen to be American citizens who happen to to be people that you swore an oath to protect. And the fact of the matter is, that was never disclosed. Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, CDC, FDA lied. And as a result of their deception, the actions that you took in the interest of saving the country wound up harming U.S. citizens. And the job that we have now is actually not to sit there and point the finger and blame who did it or who didn't do it. What we have to do right now is we have to say the executive order that gets signed on the day you become president, the executive order that is signed is the absolute erasure of the pharmaceutical liability shields that are in place for vaccine manufacturers. Because if we want this thing to end, we really want this thing to end, what will happen is companies will be responsible for the products that they make. Period.
And then they'll stop. And then they'll stop.
Pfizer and the minute Moderna have fiscal and civil and criminal liability for the things that they actually are producing. Guess how many pandemics we're going to have?
Not a lot.
None. We will not have a pandemic.
So Doc, in closing, and I really appreciate your time, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever time you've got on.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Keep my broadcast on air. It is more critical than ever that you support our sponsors. And many of the great products that have been available for years at InfoWarsStore.com are no longer available there. They're exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. The URL is below on screen. All of the patented nano silver products like the toothpaste and the wound gel and the immune gargle are there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And many other amazing products like a super high quality organic multivitamin, next level foundational energy, CavaChill, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, the list goes on and on. Please visit DrJonesNaturals.com today or visit the link below and support the broadcast while getting amazing products at the same time. Thank you so much for your past support, and I'm encouraging you now to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. It's critical to keeping my broadcast on the air, plus their amazing products. Thank you for your support. Now please take action by going to DrJonesNaturals.com today and checking out the amazing products.
On where we are, because you've been dead on about this, how they go to your website, how they find out more, and what we can do to stop this, and other tidbits of all these slides and all these documents, because it's horrible they've killed tens of millions of people, but it's also very positive that they bit off more than they can chew. Humanity's really waking up fast, but also don't be overconfident with our enemies and what they may pull.
Well, and they'll try a number of things, but they played all of their hand. And here's the part that people have to understand.
You're saying they're out of bullets.
They're out of bullets. They are out of bullets. They wanted to make sure we got vaccine passports. They wanted to make sure that the World Health Organization came along and suspended all of our civil liberties for the rest of time. They wanted to do a number of things, and what happened was the World Economic Forum failed. Klaus Schwab got tired and now is stepping down. The actors know, they know that they failed. We have, yeah, Melinda Gates has actually realized that the foundation, the Gates Foundation, was actually a giant, giant ruse that was done as nothing more than the setup for laundering the antitrust monopoly felony crimes that her husband had done back when Janet Reno settled with Microsoft. We know those things. And we know that the entire establishment, whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. They thought that by making sure that we never showed up on mainstream media, that nobody would ever hear our voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. When you consider political donations, when you consider political action, when you consider endorsing anyone for any position of leadership, from a school board to a city council to a county council to a congress seat to a senator to a president, in every single moment, make sure that you are articulating the fact that we, the people, have the power. We have power to actually change the trajectory that we're on. We have the power to make sure that the people who actually acted with impunity no longer can do that. And remember that things like the conversations I had just a few days ago with Maria Z and others, these conversations where I actually introduced the idea that there are 68 scheduled toxins prepared for release, these are conversations that make the likelihood of pandemic not happen. The fact that on multiple occasions, we've talked about the fact that we're going to have a kinetic war where we're going to look at the formation and the creation of EMPs, electromagnetic pulses, where we're going to try to create the theater of taking out critical communications infrastructure so that the public actually has to accept digital currencies, CBDCs, all kinds of other behavior modification technologies. Every one of these things, what we need to do is we need to have enough of us talking about it so that it can't be a surprise, because fear can only come if you're surprised. If you've anticipated it, it's not fear. If you've anticipated it, you can be prepared. You can be ready. They cannot knock you off your game if you know all of their game. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support every one of the voices that are actually out there making sure that this information continues to stay front and center. And like I said at the middle of this interview, we're in Valley Forge. This is the middle of the beginning phase of the campaign. The best of America is in front of us. The best of America and the best of the world is in front of us. We, the people, spent 120 years getting lazy, getting complacent, and getting indifferent to the power grabs that took place beginning in 1898, again in 1904, then again in 1913, and certainly by 1933, 1934.
Exactly.
Every one of these things was a takeover. We let it happen. We, the people, can say no.
That's right, because the alternative is total enslavement.
Absolutely.
But the good news is, we have the initiative now. All the top talk show hosts, you reach millions a day. All the top people are talking about liberty. Humans are hungry for liberty. We can win this thing.
That's exactly right.
But we can't lie to ourselves about what we're up against.
That's exactly right. And once again, this is World War III. That's not hyperbole. It just comes in a different form. So we need to understand we are at war. We are at war for the first time, not with a nation state actor. It's not whose flag is above it. Because I'll tell you what. There's some great Chinese people, and there's some terrible Chinese people. There's some great Americans. There's some terrible Americans. There's some great Germans.
It's spiritual.
There are tons of people. This is actually a war on a different playing field.
Good versus evil.
We have to understand it. We have to take it seriously. And most of all, we have to have the audacity of waking up every day. And I'm going to make sure you all hear me say this. Every day, wake up realizing that you've been given a gift of another day. That's a gift. And no one can take from you what is not yours to give. This is not your life. It's not Alex's life. It's not my life. We are here for the purpose that we were created for. And we will serve that purpose until the last day that we're here. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. Preserve your position with your purpose.
That's right. Stop being scared of them and step into God's office.
Exactly right. It's exactly right.
God's made us an office. We've got a mission.
That's exactly right.
So follow God instead of Satan. So in closing, how do people follow your information? How do they find it?
Dr. D. Martin World on X, davidmartin.world, and fullylive.world are the websites where we try to keep our content up. And believe it or not, we still have a YouTube channel that I think we only lost two videos on. So you can go to David Martin World on YouTube. If you want any of the historical stuff, all of the archive of all the butterflies of the week, which were where we put all this information starting in March of 2020, every single one of those is still up with the exception, I think, of two. So make sure you have a look at it. And I'll tell you, Alex, the only way I ever want to do these interviews is sitting next to you.
Well,
I absolutely love the fact that we could do this spontaneously.
I appreciate you coming here because,
and I'm super grateful
because we got maybe another 2 months. Maybe we stay open, but it's they're closing in. I don't take that as a thing against me. It shows how desperate the system is. I mean, they've been desperate.
Yep. And the great news is, as I said before we came on air, you know, I find it fascinating that the people who actually advanced the narrative about getting the shot, advanced the fear mongering, advanced all of these horrific interventions at the beginning of the pandemic. Andrew Cuomo, who quite literally sent senior citizens to their death because he made sure that every hospital...
That was a question I had to forget. Yeah. What do you make of Burks and Redfield all running from a sinking ship?
Oh, well, listen, all you know is we're on the right ship because they're leaving that ship and they're coming over to our conversation. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, who had all kinds of things to say about people not getting the shot. Guess what? He's now saying, hey, we shouldn't have gotten the shot. Listen, we're on the winning team, people. It's the best thing in the world. We're on the winning team. So act like it. Act like it. Put the jersey on. Suit up. Give somebody a high five that was on this team. Remember that we have already prevailed. History is on our side. It already is. And every one of the perpetrators is realizing that it is a sinking ship. They're trying to jump off of it. That means we have the winning team.
Well, let me ask in closing, because I've only talked to you a few times on the phone and I got you here. I know I've had buyout offers from them and I've been threatened as well. I would imagine that's happened to you. It has?
Many times.
What do you do when they call up or threaten you?
You know, it's actually funny. Jesus had an interesting story that I've said many times in a lot of circles. We've actually never told the story right. We talk about the temptation in the desert with Jesus, but we actually never listen to the story because Jesus didn't have a problem with temptation. That wasn't his problem. He was actually teaching us how evil works. And what he did, interestingly enough, was he actually gave us the roadmap to smell out evil every
time.
Get
behind me, Satan.
What he said was that the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to try to reorder the natural order. That's what the devil always does, stones to bread. That's the first trick that they try, right? They're going to reorder the natural order. So what did they do? They offer you a thing which says, Alex, if you only do this, I'm going to actually do the following things for you, right? They try to reorder the natural order. They try to get you to change. The second thing that the devil did to Jesus is he took him up to the top of the temple and he said, jump off and get the angels to save you. Well, what was that about? That was about actually denying the natural order of behavior and relying on technology, in this case, angels, to save you where he didn't need saving. Because what he had done was he had gone up to the top of the temple. He threw himself off. That's a dumb idea. So don't do that. And don't rely on technology to save you.
It was a dare.
Exactly. And when that failed, the devil said, bow down to me and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Well, here's a little tiny problem. You know, I never knew that when I was sitting in Brussels at the European Union Parliament, I never knew that that particular speech was going to be the speech. I didn't know it. As a matter of fact, my beautiful wife, Kim, got up early, about 2 o'clock in the morning, so she could hear me. And she called me right after I was done, and she goes, how do you think it went, Dave? And I said, well, I think it was one of the worst speeches I ever did. And she goes, just wait. I said, what do you mean, just wait? She said, I think it was perfect. I think it was just long enough that you delivered a lot of information, but just short enough that people will listen to all of it. I watched as that video went 100 million, 200 million, a billion. I never knew that that was going to be the video. But what I also know is I don't know whether something about this conversation is the thing. But what I do know is that we take every single opportunity we can take to make sure that I will never bow the knee and lose my identity because my identity isn't mine. My identity was implanted in me when the first cells of my being were stitched together. My purpose was instilled in me the first moment
that sperm
that
hit the
cells
egg.
Came together.
Boom.
My life is not mine. My life is in service to the mission that I was put here to do. And every single one of the temptations that people have ever made, every one of the threats, every one of those experiences comes down to a simple thing. You can't take from me what I can't give you. This wasn't mine, so you can't take it from me. My mission is not my mission. It is a mission in which I'm playing my role. And each one of us, if we actually take that position in our life, there is no temptation that's even interesting. Because the only thing that I live for, and I've said this so many times I can't count, is hearing the following words at the very last breath. Well done, good and faithful servant. I entrusted you with a little, and you...
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The So I set about, however necessary, to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve.
Do
as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know the rest of the story.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, and I'm going to tell you something right now. We are going to go over a story right here that nobody in the mainstream media or the alternative media is talking about whatsoever. It is also a story that I will give you my Burmes Brigade guarantee that eventually the overarching stories that we are going to hit, and it's going to be extensive because I back up what I say 100%. by mainstream media accounts that anybody can go look up. This will be a story as big or bigger than the P. Diddy stuff, 100%. We're talking about a household name, but that of the likes of Mickey Mouse that is recognizable, and this story is nowhere, and I mean nowhere, to be found. And let me just say this. One of the reasons that I'm doing this is that I am really hoping after 5 years of me covering this story, I've been covering this since January of 2019, and there have been a multitude of other stories in regard, and we're going to show you those as well. And I really thought in the very beginning that this would be something that just could not be hidden. And it's really trivial in regards to a lot of the things that I've covered over the years, whether it be transhumanism, the hate and lie shots, authoritarian restrictions, 9/11, the war of terror, etc. But to me, with this latest incident, it is now time for people to understand that nobody should lose their life over what we are about to talk about. And what are we about to talk about? Well, we're going to start it right here. Woman suing Conor McGregor is the victim of horrifying home invasion, one hospitalized with stab wound. Now, when did this occur and why aren't you seeing this all over the mainstream media? All right. John Fitch sent me the initial article, and it is very sparse and did not even have that headline set, said burglary. We're going to read that whole article out loud in a moment. But when you read it, and it was kind of elusive as to which sexual assault, allegedly, alleged sexual assault victim, this was of McGregor, because there are a multitude of allegations, which we're going to explore today, against McGregor. Somebody that is worth literally billions of dollars to entities such as the UFC, ESPN, their parent company, Disney, okay, and WME Entertainment, people like Ari Emanuel, who is the brother of Rahm Emanuel, by the way. All those entities, forget about just the Proper 12 whiskey, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking billions of bucks, and we're going to get into that as well. And that's why I believe that right now there is cover being run. Because guess what? Not only did John Fitch, who is an MMA legend out there, people that know, and I've been a huge MMA fan, I take no pleasure in reporting this. Okay, and maybe I should have teased it more, but this is a huge story, and no one's talking about it. And this is the kind of thing that you can really tell anybody, as the name is so recognizable, the evidence is over the top, okay, and they can make their own decision. And it's not something about the WEF or global governance or tyranny. This is just straight-up corruption on another level, and I got news for you. When you hear these allegations, especially against the woman that has gone through so much, if indeed this is the incident, and this is what's being reported on the mainstream media, so we'll get there, has gone through. And we're really going to hammer that home. And like I said, this woman who's alleging this comes from an attack in December of 2018 at a hotel in Dublin, Ireland. We're going to go deep into that attack, okay? But there's so much more to get through. So Fitch and I were actually talking on Thursday, okay? I have another program. It's on TNT. Thursday evening, about how the Chandler McGregor fight was not going to happen. And I'm going to show you the financial incentives that they were looking at, a $20 million gate on that. Forget about the pay-per-view numbers, the subscriptions to ESPN Plus, or the whole Disney bundle, because you have to have that. You have to have at least ESPN Plus just to purchase a pay-per-view. You know, he puts butts in seats and he gets dollars on pay-per-view to the tune of, again, profitable for billions. And that's why no one's talking about this. Shows you how controlled the media is and how this is, again, is a microcosm for other institutions out there, banking, defense institutions, the DOD. I mean, you go down the line. This is peanuts compared to that. And they lie to you about this. Okay. So
Fitch and I are discussing how that's not happening. It's so weird that about an hour after that discussion, Thursday night American time, it's announced that McGregor has an injury. Now, allegedly, this happens early Friday morning, Irish time, in Dublin. Okay? Do the math. I'm just not suggesting anything. But I'm sure there's no correlation between the dropout of a mysterious injury and the incident we're about to read verbatim. The one American outlet other than one of the MMA sites out there. A woman who filed a personal injury claim lawsuit against the Irish megastar Conor McGregor was the subject of a terrifying home invasion on Friday, June 14th. According to the report from the Irish Mail, a trio of unidentified individuals stormed into a house located on Dublin South Side in the early morning hours. I think it was like 2 a.m., 2:20 a.m. actually. You'll see it down there. 2:20 a.m. that time, okay? And is said to have sent the woman's partner to the hospital with stab wounds. The woman and her child, okay, were unharmed. Okay, per the report, their intruders made their way upstairs where the woman's partner met them at the bedroom door. They allegedly yelled, "Where's the money?" Again, a home invasion. This guy fought back, punching one of them in the face, managed to force them down the stairs, and he took a stab wound in the stomach. Again, sure, it has nothing to do with McGregor at all. At least that's what they tell you. All right? So it's non-life-threatening, thank goodness. Okay? And when you look at this, allegedly this is the woman from the 2018 sexual assault allegation. Now, when you see this thing, this woman did not want to sue. She wanted to bring criminal charges against McGregor, 100%. This is the Beacon Hotel in Dublin on the night of December 9th, 2018. And I thought I was late to the party reporting on this a month after. I couldn't believe nobody else had reported on this. All right, so again, I'm asking you guys out there to get this into the public arena. Let's contrast this before we move on to my generation and Mike Tyson. Okay? Now, for those that don't know, Mike Tyson actually did prison time for a quote unquote sexual assault that in a lot of cases was much more of a he said, she said thing than what we're about to go over. I mean, 1,000 times. The media was all over it. It was front page almost right away. Why isn't that the case? And we're not talking about one thing with McGregor, as I'm going to show you. Why is that not the case anymore? Does that not tell you where we are? Okay? And look, I'm not trying to bring any shade to Tyson. Again, I thought there were big problems in that case. This is not that. This is not that. Okay? So, I want to point this out to people. Again, not really reported. This case in civil court was supposed to take place in April. And then the Michael Chandler fight gets announced. They actually push it back to after the fight. Okay, and remember, this woman tried to bring criminal charges. And the fact that if this is the December 18th victim, okay, the fact criminal charges didn't happen is over the top. It shows you the corruption of the police force over in Ireland. I mean, it's over the top. So I want to talk about this right here. Now, a woman who had alleged that Conor McGregor punched and kicked her, okay, punched and kicked her on a yacht. This, again, incident years later, maybe if some people started talking about this, these things wouldn't be happening. She jumped off the yacht fearing for her life and was rescued by another boat. Just so happens. I mean, these people that get in these incidents with McGregor, they just have some bad luck. People getting stabbed and then cars being torched by arsonists. Well, lo and behold, I'm shocked to say it, that the yacht assault lawsuit was dropped. Huh. Yeah, it's weird. You know, after things go on fire and maybe you said that you were punched and kicked by somebody jumping off a boat. So you do things. Okay? So, the next thing I want to bring up is the fact that we had this incident recently. I think this was like NBA Finals last year, and a lot of people ignored this one in the United States, in where I believe Miami played, okay? Now, there was a video of this woman. She was a little overweight, and people act like, oh, since she just wanted to do with whatever with McGregor. They go into a bathroom together on video. They've got guards surrounded. Now, let's be honest. The man openly has a cocaine issue. All right. When you go into bathrooms like that, I'll just say this. There's a lot of times cocaine's being used. Now, it got spun because she went into the bathroom. She should have done whatever McGregor wanted or expected McGregor to advance on her sexually. Okay. Now, here's where it comes crazy town. Okay. This woman allegedly tried to go to the police first, and they refused to file a claim. Now, you're going to watch the media report on this with the woman's lawyer. All right. So, again, this isn't the assault victim we're talking about here. In fact, we're going to go down the line of the alleged assaults that we know about in a moment. Okay. But I'm really reaching out to you guys on this one. Think about this. That stabbing, no one's talking about, and I'm sure it's not related to him pulling out of the fight, right? And these earlier incidents, nothing to see here. Let's go to this clip.
And good afternoon. New details after UFC star fighter Conor McGregor is accused of raping a woman at a Miami Heat game in Miami. Local 10 has explosive messages from the alleged victim. The alleged assault took place inside the Kaseya Center during game 4 of the NBA Finals.
The victim messaging the security guard assigned to McGregor after the alleged assault. Local 10's Rosh Lowe is live with the story you saw exclusively first on Local 10. Rosh.
Yeah, things are heating up in this case, and today we spoke with the attorney for the alleged victim, and she gave us these messages, which are actually on Instagram. She says they are very significant because they show, she says, that the woman in this case was traumatized.
This is video of Conor McGregor at the Kaseya Center during the NBA Finals. The timestamp is 11:54. Minutes later, a woman claims that the grappler sexually assaulted her in the men's bathroom. 12 hours after the alleged incident, the woman messages a security guard who she knows. He was standing guard outside of the bathroom at the time of the alleged incident. The messages read with the security guard saying, "What's up?" The woman says, "Yo, I didn't know he was trying to expletive me in bathroom. Expletive was crazy. I pushed him off me. He pulled my pants down. I do not know, LOL, says the security guard. Ariel Mitchell represents the woman in question.
What if people say you're changing your story? This is a shakedown. This is just about money.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never be.
I am sorry about that, folks. We are having some weird technical difficulties. But I want to go back to this because, again, this woman tried to file a criminal report. A criminal report. And nothing was done. So let's play this clip from about a minute in.
Messages a security guard who she knows. He was standing guard outside of the bathroom at the time of the alleged incident. The messages read with the security guard saying, "What's up?" The woman says, "Yo, I didn't know he was trying to expletive me in bathroom. Expletive was crazy. I pushed him off me. He pulled my pants down. Had you not know, LOL, says a security guard. Ariel Mitchell represents the woman in question.
What if people say you're changing your story, this is a shakedown, this is just about money?
Well, I would say that would be true if my client didn't go to the police first. My client went to the police Sunday.
McGregor's camp with this statement. After not responding to the demand for money made by claimant's counsel, she turned to the media to apply pressure. This is no more than a shakedown. As for the attorney representing the woman, this is what she says Miami police told her client.
She should seriously consider hiring an attorney to either A, resolve this before a police report is necessary, or to help her navigate once she did file a police report. My client was, as you could imagine, very afraid and frightened.
Wait a minute here. That sounds very strange, that police.
You're telling me, and I told the police this myself when we went and filed the police report on Wednesday.
Okay, so after we heard that allegation, we picked up the phone. We called the Miami Police Department. They said, look, we cannot comment on an ongoing investigation. But my sources within the department tell me that simply didn't happen. It didn't happen the way the attorney claims it did.
Let me just stop right there. Now, notice that he didn't say, and they didn't put it on the record, that she didn't show up to the police department that day as she claimed. Right. Total spin. And now I want to point out that, in fact, that sexual assault case was also dropped. So we got the yacht case that gets dropped after the firebombing. We have the one little sparse media appearance after that. You saw the text message that gets dropped. Now, I want to get into the financial incentives of all this before we even go any further. They were looking at a $20 million gate. With Chandler versus McGregor. McGregor, a guy who hasn't won a fight in years, who really had a career-ending injury with his leg. I mean, that's it. That you don't come back from that. He was already on the downswing. In my opinion, had no chance against Chandler. But I'll be frank. The only cage I want to see this man in is one in a prison cell. That's it. That's all I want to see. Okay. Now, Chael Sonnen has come out and claimed that McGregor is in rehab. All right. Now, TMZ is saying this is incorrect. These are representatives for McGregor. McGregor's really been silent since this incident of pulling out of the fight. You understand what I'm saying to you? And this, it just, that so happens to coincide with an incident supposedly of a stabbing. That is going to get into, again, the main case we're going to get into in here in a minute. Now, to Yahoo News' credit, okay, last year, I mean, again, a year plus ago now, they did an article where they went through the March 2019 incident, an October 2019 incident, a September 2020 incident, an April 2018 incident, a March 29. Do you understand what's going on here? 2019 incident, an October 2021 incident, and then of course the yacht incident from July of 22. Okay, I mean honestly, if you're looking mainstream and just the comprehensive ones that came out again last year during this latest incident. That she dropped the charges or whatever case, the suit against McGregor. We don't know why, but dropped it. You had all those incidences. Now, we're going to go hard in the paint here, folks, because again, it really disturbs and disgusts me that I put this threat out in December of 2019. Now, I had almost been talking about it for a year at that point, and I just couldn't believe that this wouldn't get traction. But once again, the entities we're talking about, WME, ESPN, Disney, the good people at Disney. He's a big buco bucks to them and not just the UFC. Forget about that gate. You know, do you know how much it costs for a UFC? Again, you have to lock yourself in for a subscription of at least, I think it's $12 a month I pay for ESPN Plus for the privilege of paying $75, a dozen times a year for pay-per-views. Just point that out. Globally, it's a little bit cheaper. It's like $30-$40 in most places. But the vast majority of pay-per-view buys are in this country. However, huge European audience for the narrative that surrounds this guy. Now, I have this thread. I'm going to be retweeting this thread once InfoWars cuts this up and reposts the video you are watching right now. And this is obviously an extensive thread. We're going to hit every single part of it in a moment. Goes to the incident and then ends. Where the evidence you see here, this isn't Jason Burmes. This is mainstream media. In the very beginning, they wouldn't even mention McGregor in this assault case. Why? Because they didn't have to. It's against the law, actually. But I want to read you this headline. This is from the December case. At the end of the day, there is no doubt that this young lady suffered a horrendous ordeal. The examinations and all the evidence shows that she was raped and very badly assaulted in that penthouse suite. And it comes right there because she's too afraid to give a statement. In fact, she didn't want to give that statement. Why? She was in a hospital bed for weeks, beaten and bruised. And remember, this was an Irish sports star. Now, the funny thing is, again, because, and we're going to see this later on, this was in Ireland. Unless the person is actually convicted of the assault, you can't use their name. And yet we're going to show you WhatsApp messages between journalists that absolutely knew it was McGregor. They knew of the investigation, how badly this woman had been assaulted, okay? And yet the mainstream in this country refused to even pick up on the WhatsApp messages that are 110% valid. That shows you how controlled the media is on a ton of different aspects. You know who's not controlled media? Infowars.com. They don't tell me what to say. They had no idea I was going to be doing this story today. Support Infowars over at Infowarsstore.com. Get the supplements. Get the books. Make the donations. All right, they are fighting the good fight. We don't know if InfoWars is going to be around in 6 months. I hope.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and we are talking about this latest incident. Again, if you're just tuning in, just about the same time that Conor McGregor pulled out of his fight, a woman that alleges a vicious sexual assault and has her case coming up in civil rejected by the court system in Ireland, despite all the evidence we're just starting to go over. Well, at that same moment, just around that same time period, three masked individuals came into her home and stabbed her boyfriend in the stomach. Now, these are the type of things that are being alleged in this case. Now, again, too afraid to give a statement, let me just read this first paragraph. Police found her bruised and battered in her home and removed bloody clothes from the premises after the woman, a mother of one, remember, this woman's child was also at this incident, lovely, right, who was in her 20s, was taken to the sexual assault treatment unit at the Rotunda Hospital for treatment by ambulance. And by the way, it seems like they all kind of knew each other on the peripheral, the boyfriend, this woman, McGregor, his quote-unquote girlfriend slash wife, D. That's a story for another day. It's not like they didn't know one another. Now, this next article, we're going to go, this headline, mom, who accused Irish star of rape, was found battered and bruised, discussing those statements made by others. Okay, because again, a lot of this took place in front of people. These statements are hugely detailed and complex and go into the minute detail of every aspect on the night of the attack. There is that article right here. Again, these are extensive articles. Now, we have CCTV cameras that were examined. We're going to get into that in a minute. But this is what they had established at that point. The woman met the sports star in South Dublin village while socializing and essentially talked about how, you know, they had people that knew each other. All right. Went to the hotel. Wasn't just with him, with a group of people, by the way, that would come out. Cocaine, alcohol, the whole nine. All right. And here it says that she has identified the sports star to police, but again, refused to make a statement even up until that point, probably because the person was on CCTV cameras. All right. So let's keep going down the line. Okay. Headline: woman allegedly raped by Irish sports star was choked during ordeal. There were clear marks of choking around the woman's neck shortly after the incident on Monday morning. The woman resisted and bit the man in question. Okay? That's from this headline right here. He looked wired. Famous sports star accused of raping woman in Dublin was wild-eyed during two-day bender hours before alleged attack. And allegedly, again, if you read the WhatsApp messages, which we were...
Right in front of our very eyes, We are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are fascist. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., it's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity, and particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts, okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled, okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front line, information war, it's Alex Jones.
For decades, the United Nations Agenda 2030 has been vying to push the U.S. population out of the country and into small, concentrated, 15-minute smart cities. Preparations have been made quietly behind the scenes, and it doesn't matter if you're disinterested, because at least 30 million illegal immigrants are now available to launch these prison cell slave cities. In her recent article, University Migrant Smart Hubs, Private Equity, and the Leveraged Buyout of America.
Folks, I am so sorry about the technical difficulties today. We are going to come right back into this story. So, if you were there while we were cutting off on the benders, the attack, the fact that the woman would not identify him and file a report because she was so beaten, I want to remind people, as we keep going down the line, remember, this thread is out there. We're going to be retweeting it later on, okay? She was left with bruising after the alleged attacks, while there were also suggestions of bleeding. Again, they found bloody clothes. Oh, yeah, and he had been accused of this before. We went over that Yahoo article that had more than half a dozen incidents that we know about, okay, that are public. Lord knows what's going on behind the scenes. Was previously accused of attacking another woman in recent months at a separate venue, okay? So, again, this all the way back in 2018, okay, based other assault allegations. All out in the open, not being talked about. Let's keep going down the line, okay? And not just accused of one other, but several prior. There are reports
of previous incidents that happened also involving the sports star and members of his entourage in Ireland. These also may be revisited. Okay. So you have a multitude of these prior to me even reporting on it in January of 2019. I'm going to get it out there again. I'm begging you people to share this, to get somebody of note, an influencer, okay, an alternative media personality. This is a huge story. I want this person in jail before somebody gets killed, period. That's where I'm at this, period. Okay, so here it is right here. Offered to make himself available for interview. And this is when you find out, again, there's a multitude of these incidents. By the way, we're going to get to him and his interviews in a second. Yeah, and we're going to find out. All right, what that really means. Before that, this is a quote from the article above. She is in a deep state of distress, and she is absolutely terrified. She was allegedly beaten viciously during the incident, and she is terrified for her life. She is in absolute fear. Part of the problem is the sports star is linked to people who are dangerous. Oh, how are they dangerous? All I'm going to tell you is look up the Kinahan Irish Mafia. You do that. You do your own research. I know the media doesn't want you to do your own research, but they're also really not doing their job on this case, are they? Okay? So forensically, the hotel room has been identified and examined by forensic experts. CCTV has been downloaded, and they have spoken to the staff. The woman was handed over her bloodstained clothing to Garda. That's the police there. And that is now being examined. All of it. They have all the evidence. They've got eyewitness accounts. They've got CCTV. They've got accounts that go into the minute detail of this. They have other incidents prior. All right? And this was, I put the dates on when this happened. And right after Christmas, she still had not said anything. She is still too afraid to make a statement at this point because she is highly traumatized. Days later, extensive bruising. She's beaten to a bloody pulp, folks. Okay? But has been in contact with the police about the rape, but still, again, not made that formal statement. We have to go all the way to, I believe, January 18th. I've been reporting on it some time. Again, this is their article. It's right here. Okay, see, they were worried that this wasn't going anywhere because he was so scared. Here's where he makes the statement and says this was consensual sex. I want everybody to take a deep breath right now. Has there ever been a time in your life that you had consensual sex with somebody who ended up hospitalized after being found by police and taken in an ambulance with bruises all over their body and bloodied clothing? Has that ever occurred? Is that a real thing? Is that something you or your lawyers could claim in a police interview with a straight face? If so, I mean, you're a psychopath. You're a total and complete psychopath. Now, but bottom line. So, we went to the wrong thing here. So right there, what else do I really need to say? The guy has admitted this incident took place. And again, 5 years later, on the eve of a fight that's never going to happen, in conjunction with an incident, this woman's boyfriend gets stabbed in the belly. I mean, again, we are spoken to like we are children, unfortunately, in many cases. So here they are. Okay, here they are, Michelle Dardis. Okay, you're a journalist that knows about this. So how do I know it's journalists? So let's take a look at it. It's their name on it. Pippa Doyle, you're another one. And these are their phone numbers, and they had reported on McGregor before. Okay, so this is a rough estimate of the whole thing, supposedly, that took place. And they're talking to investigators on this, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you've never heard these accounts in the mainstream media. Alternative media has barely even touched it. unless I'm coming to the plate. In fact, you know, I might be reaching out to my buddies in the alternative media on top of this broadcast, which is so powerful. And by the way, shout out to Alex Jones right now. You know, Alex, I'm a huge MMA fan, and Alex Jones, you know, provided me with that link to Joe Rogan, who got me tickets to UFC 103, my first huge MMA event. I've been to some local shows prior to that. Got to spend time with Rogan, Ari Shaffir, Eddie Bravo, a memory that will last a lifetime, sitting in great seats. Fighters like Tyson Griffin, after they fought, sitting behind me. I love this sport. In fact, I am the poor man's Joe Rogan over at Caged Aggression, an MMA promotion. I mean, I've been very blessed. You know, I don't like having to report this, but I don't like the sport also being perverted by somebody that is this grotesque and this disgusting, period. And again, it wouldn't matter what this person does. They should be in a prison cell. Let me just read you this. This isn't Jason Burmes. Okay, this is from those leaked WhatsApp messages with investigators and the media that was reporting on this. But again, hampered because of the laws in Ireland, which we're going to get to in a moment. He didn't use a condom. Came inside her. Left her covered in bruises. And she had throat injuries, which were consistent with someone held in a chokehold like the ones applied in the ring. His DNA was all over her. He tried to ride her vaginally and rammed her tampon up into her cervix. She had to have it surgically removed. And she was also anally raped, just to let everybody know. That's also an allegation in this. Just putting it out there. Now, somebody at RTE, which is a large media network, before this story broke at all in the United States, was good enough to leak out a picture of the arrest, because McGregor was arrested for an interview but never charged with anything. See how that works? Arrested on suspicion of assault in Dublin. And I remember, dude, the trolls were out crazy when I was first reporting this. They were trying to point to other Irish. There's Rory McIlroy's at it again. All the evidence pointed to McGregor. It was extremely obvious, and we're showing it to you. They almost got fined $250,000 for that leak, by the way. I just want to put that out there. That was reported in the media. Now, what ends up happening here? Unfortunately, you're talking about an 8% conviction rate. An 8% conviction rate in Ireland, all right, for sexual assault. That's nuts. 8%. And at the end of the day, guess what? Although this woman ends up being offered money, which we're going to show, all right? Everybody wants to say she's a gold digger. They offered her cash. Flatly rejected over $1 million or pound payout. Didn't want it. Wanted this case to go to criminal court, and it did not. Why do you think that is? Huh? And again, not the only woman that has brought now other lawsuits against McGregor, as we know about those past incidents, some of which we hit on. Some of which we barely hit on, by the way. Okay? Now, this is known out there. Okay, this is a known deal. This is Ruth Coppinger. Okay? She's a part of the parliament there. Okay? Celebrities strutting around with impunity despite sexual assault claims. Are women to go into hiding when sports stars go on a night out? I tried to find that video years ago. I did have that video. I had played it many a time over at the YouTube. And although, you know, more and more videos are getting taken down for cyberbullying, including my coverage of McGregor, just like my coverage of Epstein. And really, that's where I want to take this at the end, okay? It's a huge story. I've said it before. Eventually, this story, when McGregor is either no longer financially viable to the entities mentioned earlier, or you, okay, you out there, get this story out into the masses and make it go viral right now, because you do have the power to do that, all right? It could be months, years, a decade from now before this ever hits the front page, but it will. It will, just like Epstein did. Okay? Just like Diddy did. Okay? Just like Spacey did. But what we can't allow is the comeback tour. And right now, Kevin Spacey is on that quote-unquote comeback tour. Now, here he is, you know, with professional character actor. That's what I'll call you, Piers Morgan. Because that guy's so full of himself and the persona he's created, it's ridiculous. You want to talk about somebody that doesn't believe the bull snap that they're peddling? That guy is Piers Morgan, you know, 9 times out of 10. Now, he had this softball interview with Spacey. And now Spacey is out there because he doesn't have any money anymore. And he's talking about he doesn't know where he's going to live. And believe me, Kevin Spacey isn't settling for a duplex in Santa Monica, folks. He knows where a lot of the quote-unquote bodies are buried when we're talking about the political and Hollyweird arena. Now, we know he was on Epstein's plane with Bill Clinton. He also had a large relationship with Bill Clinton, really in the beginnings of his presidency. Those guys were like peanut butter and jelly. You know, in fact, the Frank Underwood character, all right, in many ways is largely modeled after Clinton. And Bill Clinton was even asked about the Frank Underwood character and House of Cards. And Clinton remarked how the show was much more realistic than people would expect. Something along those lines, okay? So we're going to play this clip of Spacey now talking about being on the plane with Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and young girls. And I want to remind people that it was kind of alluded to by Clinton's people prior to this that it was Epstein's plane that was loaned to them. So Epstein wasn't necessarily on these planes to Africa. I believe Chris Tucker, the actor, was also on some of these trips. But here is Spacey talking about being on a plane with not only Clinton, but Epstein at the same time. And he's really concerned that the young girls are on that plane. Let's hit it.
The airplane that we flew on for this humanitarian mission was owned by Jeffrey Epstein. And to then learn, oh, he was actually on some of those flights. I didn't want to be around this guy because I felt he put the president at risk on that trip to South Africa because there were these young girls. And we were like, what? Who is this guy? So I will say this.
There were young girls on those flights.
There were young girls on those flights, yeah.
Now, he is concerned. He is concerned about that. Let me tell you what that is. That's a veiled threat. Not necessarily to the Clintons themselves, but to all those in the power structure that would not allow the Spacey comeback. You got to remember, this guy is running in circles like not only Epstein, but Weinstein as well. You know, those type of circles. And right now, Weinstein's on the comeback. He's another one on the tour, right? He won his first appeal. He's more than likely going to win that next appeal. That's why it is an ever-present battle against darkness on all levels, micro and macro. And I am really trying to appeal to all of you out there right now on this McGregor issue. That, look, I hammered it home for almost an hour, despite the fact we had the technical difficulties, because I hope everybody out there with a sister, with a daughter, with nieces like mine, with a mother, which I know the vast majority of you got out there, are simply disgusted with all this and that this has been allowed to continue now for years without any critical lens in the media whatsoever. And what is crazy to me is people will be outraged about something stupid and nonsensical like what? Oh, the Little Mermaid's black. Who cares? Who gives a flying rat's ass about that? Headlines everywhere. Social media everywhere. You're not concerned that Disney and other entities are pushing this guy to kids like in this Reebok commercial they did with this guy right here? Oh boy, oh, I'm a little kid's toy. Oh, Reebok. Oh, Disney. Oh, my family man, look. I'm gonna beat the evil monkeys. Oh, yeah. Let's make the guy into a hero. That's what we want him to. He's fighting evil.
Conor McGregor's in your ring, so happy.
He's fighting the bad guys. That's what they're portraying him as. It's the complete inverse. It's the complete opposite. It's how the world really works. Let's make this go viral. Let's ensure that this man never fights in a cage again. And if guilty of the crimes that he consensually did, or things like that, serves the rest of his life in a prison cell. That was the point of this broadcast overall. And again, I'm hoping that you and the alternative media, you influencers out there, you take this story, you run with it, you make it go viral, because my voice is really small in all this. But InfoWars' voice has been a megaphone for the truth. So if you're not going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, getting the products, getting the books and information, supporting the InfoWar, making those donations, now is the time. I absolutely love you guys, and we'll see you on the flip.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.